going on, everybody? Joe Torta here with you, 97.5 The Fanatic. Ahead of Flyers Sharks, we are broadcasting live from PJ Wellahan's at the Wells Fargo Center on the main concourse, just ahead of game time. And, of course, you know all of the things that go into the home opener. Puck drop gets pushed back to about 7:40, so we've got an extended amount of time here to get into some stuff. We're certainly going to get into some Flyers conversation, but first things first, I did want to talk about the news of the day, which is obviously, finally, and I was waiting for this forever, we finally have a report, not a rumor, not a what if this happened, it'd be awfully convenient if the Eagles wanted to trade for this person. No, we have an honest-to-goodness report that the Eagles have reached out to the Buffalo Bills about a possible trade for your old friend LeSean McCoy, according to Josh Reed, who covers the Buffalo Bills. Obviously, you know the Philadelphia just lost Jay Ajayi for the season due to a torn ACL. He will not be able to return. And they're now exploring the possibility of bringing back LeSean McCoy, the all-time career rushing leader, back to Philadelphia. And I hear this report come out, and I'm always curious. I want to hear about all of the information. Our own Anthony Gargano reports that the compensation expected is going to be both a second and a third round pick, which is a steep cost for a guy who is coming in and, well, let's face it, he's closer to the end of his career than at the beginning. And obviously, we know that there are some off-the-field issues that could potentially be looming. However, similar to the approach when people bring up Dez Bryant and some of these other guys that, oh, could this guy help the Eagles? Could that guy help the Eagles? As the desperation mounts, I would say the threshold for what we're willing to accept has to become more and more generous. Because 5 games in and a 2-3 record, it's a completely different conversation than we thought that we'd be having at this point in the season. So, whereas at the beginning of the year, I might have said, oh, LeSean McCoy, you know, the Eagles could do better than that. Now, at this point, I'm willing to accept that. I'm willing to be open to the idea that this could be a solution or at least a Band-Aid for the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's why. Obviously, we mentioned Jay Ajayi will be out for the year. LeGarrette Blount's not walking back through that door. He's not giving the money back that he got from the Detroit Lions, so he's not going to be coming back. Your options as it is right now, Darren Sproles, who people keep saying that he's going to get healthy at some point. I'll believe it when I see it. Wendell Smallwood, who dating back to his time at West Virginia, was never a guy who made it through an entire year fully unscathed by injury. And Josh Adams, who up to this point hadn't been active except for last game, and he got one carry for -1 yards on that pitch. So, I mean, when you look at it, it's a pretty desperate situation overall when you're talking about the Eagles running backs. I know the names that are out there that were more attractive and more interesting to a lot of other people. Le'Veon Bell, certainly. David Johnson. If you play fantasy football, you know that those two guys are always selected near the top of any fantasy draft. And as fate would have it, and I've pointed this out on Twitter, I've been trying to find actual confirmation of anything that says, oh, the Eagles are connected to Le'Veon Bell. Oh, the Eagles are connected to David Johnson. The best thing that I've been able to find is rumor, speculation, and guessing. There's no report. I've been looking for any kind of quote. I've been looking for any kind of research that says that this is happening, these conversations are happening. It's not. So finally, we have an honest-to-goodness report that these two teams, the Buffalo Bills and the Philadelphia Eagles, have been in contact. I have to say this. People are talking about the compensation, a second and a third round pick, being too much for LeSean McCoy. And I find myself asking, why? Why would that be too much for LeSean McCoy? Because let's honestly take a look at this thing, right? Darren Sproles, this is probably going to be his last year, period, no matter what. You've got Jay Ajayi, who I am not confident, based on his history of knee issues and the fact that, surprise, this season's been ended by a knee issue. I don't know if he's ever going to play again. I don't know if he's ever going to get a look to say, all right, Jay Ajayi's worth whatever kind of risk you could get versus whoever the new thing is out of San Diego State or some guy coming out of Boise or whatever. Wherever you find your running backs, LSU, go crazy. I don't know if that's going to be a return option for the Eagles. You've got Wendell Smallwood, who's been given every opportunity to seize control of the backfield and hasn't done it. In fact, they were so confident in Wendell Smallwood last year that they acquired not one, but two running backs who got time ahead of him. And that brings us to Corey Clement, who, by the way, I think would be a tremendous guy as a number two, change of pace, get a little bit more than, you know, sporadic use. I'm not sure that he's a bell cow either. So when you look at it, you have to address the running back situation no matter what. the way that the running back situation has gone in the NFL recently, you've seen more and more high picks being spent on these running backs. You've seen guys go in the first round, whether it's Leonard Fournette, whether it's Todd Gurley, whether it's Ezekiel Elliott, over and over and over again. It's a renaissance of the running back, and we've seen that start to happen more and more. And what I would say is, I don't really want to spend a first-round pick on a running back if I'm the Eagles. Have you watched this team? They can't block anybody. They can't defend anybody. There's a whole lot of other needs that you have if you're the Philadelphia Eagles where you're not necessarily wanting to spend a first-round pick on a running back. If you could tell me that I could take my first-round pick and, say, get an offensive tackle who's not Vitae, who has the ability to take over for Jason Peters, or Lane Johnson if you're going to move him over to the left side. Although, based on what you've seen this year, I don't know how you could be confident in that. I have no idea how you could look at that and say, that's going to be the clear-cut plan based on the way that he's played. Take an offensive lineman in the first round, and then you have your second and third round picks, whether it's a second this year and a third next year or vice versa, however it works. You address it with LeSean McCoy, who's under contract for two more seasons. That's a more palatable solution for me. I think that that's something that makes more sense. I've been on the record as saying, and I want to hear from you, by the way, 610-632-0975, if you want to weigh in on this. I've been on the record as saying that I think the defense is possible to be fixed with the pieces that you have. When you've got Jalen Mills, who played a whole lot of safety at LSU, a whole lot of safety in college, comes in and you have him as an outside corner, you win a Super Bowl with him, I get how you'd have difficulty switching that around. However, when he is resembling burnt toast through the first 5 weeks of the season, it's time to shake something up. Did you really draft Sidney Jones knowing that he wasn't going to be able to play the entire season that you drafted him in the second round in order to wait for the entire year and then play him in the slot as the nickel corner? Howie Hero, that sounds like a terrible plan. I refuse to believe that that's the idea. I refuse to believe that that's the master plan for the Philadelphia Eagles. So what makes sense to me is that you just bump Jalen Mills to safety, you play Sidney Jones on the outside, and Avante Maddox, who you drafted to be a nickel corner and is now playing safety. I don't understand all these players playing out of position. Move him into the slot. Joe, that might not work. Okay, granted, it might not work. However, I know what's happening now doesn't work. You've got to prove to me through other means that it's going to not work my way. And then we'll address something else. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. We are broadcasting live from PJ Wellahan's. Good crowd already here for the home opener. Puck drop is going to be, what, 740-ish? Because we've got all of the hoopla and the pomp and circumstance. And who better to talk Flyers hockey with? You've heard him on Jason Mertedis and Anthony Gargano's midday show. You've heard him on Flyers pregame. You've heard him all over the place. He is the one, the only, Jason Mertedis. Jason, how you doing today?
Good, man. How you doing?
Another day in paradise, man.
Yeah.
This is like a holiday for you.
Great day.
Yeah.
Well, the season started last week. That's the holiday.
Well, but, I mean, but so you stayed up for that. You stayed up for the entire thing. Okay.
I did. I made it.
I
took
couldn't do it.
I took like a pregame nap.
Okay.
And I was good to go. I made it through the whole thing.
Now, as you take a look at the way that the season has started, a little bit of bad news, obviously, right out of the chute, injury-wise and things like that, with James Van Riemsdyk's injury. He's going to be out longer term. I don't know how much of a damper that is, considering that from an eye test perspective, teams look pretty good so far, and they haven't played a home game yet.
Well, they looked good in the first game against Vegas when you had JVR, and then he got hurt. So in the second game, you saw that effect because it threw them out of balance, in my opinion, because they had three lines that are working against Vegas, and you saw that what that creates from a problem perspective for an opponent, because one of those lines is going to get a very favorable matchup.
Sure.
And they did. And in that game against Vegas, the second, third, and the fourth line all scored in the game.
Yeah.
So when you kind of – that's something the Flyers aren't used to, by the way, right? Getting secondary scoring.
How about that?
Usually it's top heavy. So they're able to get that in that game, and then you saw the effect of not having that once he went out against Colorado. And, you know, they're a player down in that game, a forward, and they had to juggle things. The effect of it for me, though, is the second power play unit, where they got a whopping one goal last season out of their second power play unit. And you wanted to improve that this year, and at least for 5 to 6 weeks – while he's out, they're not going to be able to do that. So that it is an effect, certainly, on that.
Now, the frustrating part, obviously, like you said, you got the second power play unit, but also, for the first time in what feels like a long time,
Ron Hextall, as the GM, opens up the pocketbook, goes out and pays the guy,
yeah, right?
And immediately you don't get to play with the toy.
Yeah, yeah. You go out and you make this big splash, right? And you sign a guy who had 36 goals last year, 11 on the power play.
As a part-time player, by the way. Yeah. He had, like, no minutes.
Yeah, under 15 minutes a game is his average time on ice. With Mike Babcock, he just didn't use him a tremendous amount. And with that team, that was fine. But that being said, you know, you look at it and you go, you pay this guy all this money, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's out 5 to 6 weeks. You're like, it's like, what is going on in this town? What is in the water around here that doesn't matter what sport it is? It's like one step forward, three steps back. It's frustrating, but you got to weather it. And Jordan Wheel goes into the lineup tonight, and, you know, they're changing the lines around a little bit. Travis Konecny is going to be on the second line. It's going to be like the all-young guy line with Travis Konecny, Nolan Patrick, and Oscar Lindblom.
It works sometimes.
But I think it's a good thing. We just talked to Dave Haxton. I love the thinking behind it because the thinking is none of those guys have a veteran to look up to and depend on doing anything for. So you kind of rally together as three young guys.
Sure.
And you just say, you know what, you know, let's just get after it here a little bit tonight. And Jake Voracek goes back on that top line, and you see how it goes from there.
Going to get you back on the Flyers in a second, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about this, because it was your partner, Anthony Gargano, reporting that it's a second and a third round pick asking price for LeSean McCoy.
It's absurd.
You think that that's absurd out of hand?
Yeah, there's no way that you're going to give him that. I mean, that's the ask. I get it. I mean, I asked for $1 million in my new contract. I didn't get it.
That didn't work?
No, I didn't get it.
Sorry, man.
You can ask for whatever the hell you want. You get what you can get. That's your worth. And there's no way that they're going to give up a second and third for LeSean McCoy, even though he's under a palatable contract. But look at a deal done. It'll be like a fourth and a sixth. You know, that's how negotiations go. But I think they're going to get a deal done, and it makes sense for it to happen after this week because they go into like a pseudo bye week next week. You got the 10 days from Thursday Night Football into the next Sunday game against Carolina, so you got plenty of time. That's the time to integrate a guy if it's not actually your bye week, which is week 8 for them. So I expect them to get a deal done. I think you'll hear some stuff about Le'Veon Bell because I think the Eagles will float that out there.
It's never going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. They're going to float that out there to make Buffalo think they got another option.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
To change their bargain.
Now, it's a shame that the Eagles don't have Kiko Alonso to trade for LeSean McCoy, because I'm told that based on recent history, that's equal value. Just straight up, Kiko Alonso for LeSean McCoy.
We saw that before. Yeah.
It's a shame that we don't have Kiko Alonso to give back.
Well,
it's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, Shaquico is no longer in the equation, unfortunately.
It's a bummer.
Or in Byron Maxwell, he's no longer in the equation. We don't have anything crappy to give up.
What a shame.
Although, I would send Jalen Mills.
Yeah. Okay. 610-632-0975. And we're going to get back to the Flyers in one second. But I've got to ask this, too. With Jalen Mills, is this thing salvageable? I don't think that it's salvageable at outside corner. But is it salvageable overall? Because there are some people that are like, you got to bench him, you got to cut him. I don't subscribe to that.
Well, you're not going
to
cut him. He was a big part of the team last year.
Right.
Look, any quarterback looks like crap on a stick if the pass rush isn't getting home. And the pass rush isn't getting home.
Right.
So I don't care. There's no such thing as a cover a lockdown corner anymore, because the league has changed the rules so drastically that those guys, you can't just sit out there and cover a guy for 5 seconds. So the pass rush has to get home, or else anybody out there is going to look like crap. And he's been victimized by it, but he hasn't done himself any favors. And that stupid finger wag,
like, dude, it even got to Fletcher Cox. Fletcher Cox is finally like, enough with this.
Look, when he gets roasted all game, then he breaks up one pass, but you know, the overtime against Tennessee.
Yes.
He got his ass handed to him. And then their receiver drops a cookie wide open by himself, drops it. And this dude, Jalen Mills, has got the stones to wag the finger. He had nothing to do why he didn't catch the ball. I'm like, dude, put that thing away.
It reminds you of like Mike Mitchell, when Mike Mitchell would hit a guy like 20 yards downfield and stand over him. It's like, dude, you just gave up a 20-yarder. You're really going to flex on this guy?
Stop
really?
Stop it. Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
It's absurd. But no, it's salvageable. They'll be fine. I think they'll get it together. I'm not worried. Not yet.
At this point, that's a bold prediction, I think, that they'll get it together.
Well, this division stinks.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you really scared by Alex Smith and the Redskins?
No. But here's the, I don't think that like winning the division at 9 wins is like any kind of consolation prize. You know what I mean? After coming off of a Super Bowl win.
No, it's not. And if it's 9 wins in a first-round playoff exit, you're right. It sucks. But if it's 9 wins and then you go on a run in the playoffs, then it's something. You just got to hope to be healthy and playing good at the time the playoffs start. Because you're not going to get home field.
No, not at this
point. The Rams
are
going to end up with that. most likely. And, you know, it's going to be tough. But you tell me, like, you're afraid to go into, like, Los Angeles?
Play the Rams?
I'm afraid of the opponent. I'm not afraid of the building.
No. Yeah. Well, how many really scary buildings are there? Yeah. That, like, maybe the if you go to New Orleans, maybe you don't want any part of that.
Three in the NFC that are in play.
Right, yeah.
Chicago, Green Bay, and New Orleans. They're the only ones, right?
Yeah.
You tell me, and Wentz can go out and play in cold weather. I don't worry about that, so. Nah, they'll be fine.
610-632-0975 is your phone number. We're talking Eagles. We're talking Flyers as well. Jason, when you take a look at tonight's opponent in particular, the San Jose Sharks, always a team that has plenty of firepower to bear, and they added plenty more in the offseason. Evander Kane comes over. Erik Karlsson comes over. What kind of challenge do they present tonight for the Flyers?
Well, I mean, a tremendous amount of talent. And you look at, you know, I believe this. They're 1-2 right now through three games, and it's going to take a little time, I think, for them to gel. Because when you add a guy like Erik Karlsson, who's a supreme talent, one of the top five players in the game, those guys are become easy to play with, but maybe not aren't easy to play with right away. So you have to figure out where he likes to be, where he wants to puck, and he wants to puck a lot. That being said, you're going to get the backup goalie today because they're on a back-to-back. You get Aaron Dell, the former North Dakota State product, where Dave Haxtell coached him in college.
Crushed the Flyers at a couple different points last year, by the way.
So you'll get Aaron Dell. You won't get Martin Jones. But, yeah, you're right. There's some firepower there. They're without Joe Thornton, who's out with a knee injury. But you still got Joe Pavelski. You mentioned Kane. You got Brent Burns to deal with. You've got some really good Vlasic's a good defender. So, I mean, they're a dynamic team. They're one of the favorites in the Western Conference for a reason. So, and they pushed all their chips in for first Tavares, didn't get him, and then end up getting Erik Karlsson. Still haven't extended him, but and it's going to be tough. It's going to be a good game tonight.
It's going to be a good one, and obviously there's all kinds of stuff that's going to be scheduled for the home opener that pushes the puck drop back to 7:40, all the pucks.
Well, it's that, and it's an NBC game.
Well, of course.
Yeah, not
the
a rivalry
nation.
Yeah, but yeah. No, well, look, it's Gritty's world. This is like the debut of Gritty, so I guess that's the biggest thing going on.
What have your interactions been with Gritty so far?
He came in the studio. I haven't had any interaction. I suspect I won't have any.
Will that be by design? You'll try to stay away from Gritty? Because that's my opinion so far.
I think Gritty knows to stay away from me. I'm not much of a mascot guy in sports, you know? Like, I didn't even know that 29 of the 31 NHL teams now have a mascot.
29 out of 31?
Yeah. I mean, I follow the league as close as anybody. And I didn't know there was a Sharky the Shark in San Jose or the stupid one that's in Pittsburgh or wherever else.
What is that, Iceberg?
Yeah, Iceberg.
Penguin?
Yeah, I mean, how
Yikes.
Stupid is that? No, so I don't care. I don't care about a mascot. I'm coming here to watch it. I watch a hockey game, not some guy in a Wookiee costume.
I bet you hate cheerleaders, too, in the NFL.
Well, if I'm at the game, I'm fine with them.
Oh, okay. It's different standards. Okay, if the mascots were
that's a situational thing.
I'm just trying to figure out where you come down.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Jason, I want to get you on one more thing before we let you go. I know you got to go and do work and get stuff done. But
sure.
When you look at the rest of the Eastern Conference in particular, it's super early. So much fun. Like Washington comes out and fires like 13 goals in their first two games.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh actually beats them in a game by scoring one more than. I mean, there are a lot of teams in the
touchdown and two field goals in that
That's
game.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So in the Metropolitan Division, it looks like it's going to require a whole lot of firepower in order to get things done. Are you confident from what you've seen so far and the moves that have been made that the Flyers are going to be able to keep pace with the likes of those teams in Columbus? And
yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to come down to this defense again and the young defenders like Sanheim and Hag taking the next step. But that being said, the Flyers have firepower. They're scoring goals. You got to keep them out of your net. That's going to be the big thing. But when I look at it, I look at a couple of teams and I look at this division, and the Rangers suck. They're terrible.
Yeah, they look pretty bad.
Yeah, they're going to be – they may be one of the top – bottom three teams in the entire league to try and get Jack Hughes in next year's draft. They stink. Carolina stinks. The
lose
Islanders
for Hughes.
Will stink.
I just came up with it.
Yeah.
Has anyone said that
that's
yet?
What it'll be.
Okay,
and
lose for Hughes. Got it.
And they'll try and get Panarin in the offseason as well because he wants to play in New York. But that being said, I don't believe in Columbus because I think the Panarin thing is going to be a problem, and I think the Bobrovsky contract is going to be a problem. They're both in the last year of a deal, and neither's got an extension imminent right now. I don't know that either of them want to be there. So I look at the division, and I think the Flyers are finished in the second spot in the Metro. They finished third last year with 98 points. I think they're a 103-point team this year. I think they finish ahead of the Penguins, and they get a first-round matchup against the Penguins, but with the home ice here in Philly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's kind of tempting now when you think about it that way.
That'll be great.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Look, I just don't know that I mean, they're a team that's on the rise. I think there's some other teams that aren't. And I think when I think the division winner is Washington, and I think they're just going to play loose because they got up the monkey off their back.
Right.
And they got the cup. And, you know, I mean, Alexander Ovechkin could have kept drinking from the time he hoisted the cup until now, and he'd still score 50. So
that's what I heard. There's no Stanley Cup hangover because the whole team's still drunk. That's what I've heard.
But you got to watch out for that Atlantic division because you have a couple of good teams. You know, Toronto obviously loading up with Tavares, and they see if they get the Nylander situation. And then you look at, you know, teams like Boston, and then obviously Tampa Bay to me is the class of the Eastern Conference. So it'll be tough, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of games. First of 41 home games tonight.
Here we go. It all
starts tonight.
I'm looking
all 41 of them.
God bless you, Jason Martinez. Yeah. Thanks a lot for stopping by, and we'll be tuning in later today.
Enjoy
for
the action. Enjoy it.
There he is. We'll be right back with more. We're taking a little breather. It is Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. With 11 games to go and a 2-3 record, are the Birds still good enough to make a push to the postseason? We're talking everything Eagles on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, there's nothing better than driving in a Mercedes-Benz. It's a smooth ride guaranteed, like an escape. I hop into my Mercedes-Benz GLC, I plug in the Apple CarPlay, hit the playlist I'm in the mood for, and just drive. Now, if you're looking for a new car that will help you escape, maybe you want to forget you're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, or you need time to decompress after a hard day at work, well, you'll immediately feel better when you get into the luxury of a Mercedes-Benz. Go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. They'll help find the perfect car for you. Whether you're looking to lease or buy, with three dealerships, they have the inventory that can't be beat by any other Mercedes dealer in the Delaware Valley. From the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLA and GLC family SUVs, I promise you won't be disappointed shopping at any of their dealerships. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Check them out online at yourmercedes.com. And when you go over there and test drive it, tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group. Your premier management company.
If all this rain lately has turned from a patter on your roof to a splatter on your floor, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. Get a new roof for 50% off, plus 0% financing until 2020. Let's face it, it's been wet. We're already 5 inches above our normal average, and it's only October. There's more on the way, not to mention winter around the corner, and every drop that leaks into your home is doing costly damage. Put a stop to it, and take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off, plus 0% financing until 2020. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month. With 0% financing until 2020, your home will be protected by quality products and the finest workmanship from a division of Window Nation, the local company with a nationwide reputation. But you have to call now. Get this incredible Roofing Nation package, a new roof for 50% off, plus 0% financing until 2020. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4-NATION.
Ah, autumn. The best time of year. Pulling our favorite hand-knit scarf out of storage. The colors, the sounds. The new harvest chicken salad from Wendy's. Shh, just go with it. Crisp apples cuddled up with applewood smoked bacon, freshly grilled chicken, and brown sugar walnuts. All under a blanket of apple cider vinaigrette. Who said salads can't be cozy? Probably summer people. And now, get exclusive offers when you use the Wendy's app. Offer valid at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Life can add up quickly. Like when your youngest needed braces the same week as your oldest tuition was due. And then you got hit with a vet bill for the real baby of the family. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates, monthly payment options, and no fees, ever. Learn more at marcus.com.
Getting engaged? Then get ready for Benari Jewelers' extraordinary engagement ring and wedding band clearance event, Thursday through Saturday, October 18th through the 20th. You'll save up to 50% on the area's largest selection of designer diamond engagement rings and wedding bands with special no-interest financing available. That's Thursday through Saturday, the 18th through 20th, only at Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. It's Joe Torti here on 97.5 The Fanatic, broadcasting live from PJ Wellahan's in the Wells Fargo Center ahead of the Flyers' home opener against the San Jose Sharks. Want to remind you, Rodney McLeod has teamed up with 97.5 The Fanatic to support cancer research through the American Association for Cancer Research. When you donate to the AACR, you will be entered into the ESPN Ultimate Birds Fan Experience Contest. Winner will receive two tickets to the Eagles game on Monday, December 3rd against Washington, field passes, a tour of the ESPN film truck, meet Rodney McLeod. Donations are not necessary to enter the contest, although we hope you will contribute. Join him on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Go to 975thefanatic.com now to donate. Talking Eagles, talking Flyers, your phone number to join the conversation is 610-632-0975. We've also gotten good reaction on Twitter. We're going to get to that as well. Let's go to Mitch in Phoenix to lead things off. Mitch, you're on with Joe Torti.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks, Mitch.
You want to talk about the Flyers or the Birds?
And let it rip. It says that you're on to talk about the Eagles, so let's make that happen.
All right, let's talk about the Birds. They're a mess.
I agree.
And Thursday night, unless they're bringing in Eric Allen and Sheldon Brown, they got no chance.
No chance against the Giants? Giants don't look like world beaters to me, Mitch.
Well, they're going to beat up the Eagles Thursday night because they got a guy named Beckham who's a jerk, but he's a hell of a receiver.
Yeah,
and
go ahead.
And they got a tight end if he's playing is a stud.
Yeah, I like Ingram too. I'm not sure that if he's going to play or not. But I hear you. So you're not worried about like the Giants' issues, what they've got to do offensive line wise and everything else. I mean, they've got to be able to score on the Eagles as well up front. I mean, it's not just on the outside.
Every team's got issues right now except Kansas City.
Yeah, you might be right. I mean, the Rams have issues, but they're playing right through those.
Yeah, they're loaded with talent. They got guys on the outside. They got a guy that can run the ball. They got all kinds of things.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're very confident in the Eagles in terms of, like, where they're going to end up in the division then, if that's the case, Mitch.
Well, the division's a mess, so we know that. So I don't think they win Thursday night, and I think they got – hello?
Yep, you're still on.
And I think they got bigger problems next year.
Well, why? Why next year? Why would next year be bigger problems?
They got offensive line problems. They got guys that are old.
Yep.
Peters is done. Kelsey's probably going to either move on to somewhere else or retire. Let's see. Brandon Brooks, is that his name?
That is, yep.
Yeah, he's been around way too long. And how do you say it? Kisniewski?
Wisniewski.
Yeah, they got problems.
Well, Mitch, thanks for the phone call. You're not going to get an argument from me that Jason Peters hasn't been good enough. You're not going to get an argument from me that Jason Kelsey hasn't been good enough. Lane Johnson, I've said more than anybody on the team, relative to the expectations that we had for what he would be this year, has underperformed more than anybody on the roster. I'm not going to deny that they have offensive line problems. But it's the problem is that last year,
the Eagles operated with a total synergy, not just between offense and defense, but even like within the offense itself. Offensive line protected. On the outside, you had weapons getting separation. Carson Wentz was making smart reads and smart throws. So far, there's just nothing that's gelling properly for the Eagles offense. And that lends itself directly to all of the struggles and all of the problems that they've had this season, especially offensively. And defensively, the defensive line and the pass rush was supposed to be kind of the engine that drives the Ferrari, and that hasn't been the case. It hasn't been nearly good enough. They got pressure last year at a 41% clip with just sending four rushers. They're not even close to that this year. People are like, oh, they need to blitz. They're not great when they blitz to begin with in terms of their like success rate, their get-home rate. It's not excellent. So you need to ultimately rebottle and recapture whatever it was last year that made you effective on the defensive line. There are people that are saying, you know what, I'll go right to Twitter now. Johnny Casey tweets in, at Spuds is my cat. We got the perfect storm last year. Howie saw it and made moves. This team doesn't have it. Eye test. Sorry to say winning the division ain't good enough. The time to fix this is past. I'm headed back to therapy. Well, look, there might be some element of that was just lightning in the bottle last year. And there might be some element of we need to do some things to tweak and to shift and to make some additions, make some acquisitions in order to bolster everything. However, it's just hard for me to see with the two or three big losses, depending on how you put them, right? Especially defensively. Patrick Robinson, cornerback, signs with New Orleans. Bo Allen, Vinnie Curry, both signed with Tampa Bay. And you come in and instead you've got Haloti Ngata and you've also got Michael Bennett that you trade for and you rework the contract and everything else. To me, on paper, that looks like an upgrade. So on paper, that's something that, you know, surprises me. Now, I do think that the absence of Timmy Jernigan has made a much bigger impact than a lot of people would have initially thought because of how much he did freeing up Fletcher Cox a season ago. And maybe that's the case. I don't think that Fletcher Cox has been poor this season by any stretch. But the defensive line and the pass rush has not shielded the secondary in the same way that they did a year ago. And that was one of the strongest parts of the team. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. Brian tweets in at BCozy71. You cannot be serious talking about the LeSean McCoy trade. You can't pay and a second and a third for a washed up, injury prone, legal issue filled running back. Terrible, terrible move. I don't know if he's washed up. I mean, I think that that's a little bit unfair to say when you're talking about LeSean McCoy. I don't know if anybody's good on Buffalo, to be honest with you. There's something in that water, on offense especially, where you can't get a whole lot going. So with LeSean McCoy being, you know, washed up, I don't see that. Now, all of the conversations that I would have with the Bills would center on the fact that it's time to share information. And I've always said that any move for LeSean McCoy would be more or less contingent on me being confident that his legal pathway is all free and clear and there's no problem. You're not going to end up losing him to, you know, legal issues or anything like that down the stretch. So obviously giving up a second and a third for that would be annoying. Here's the thing. I know that it's not an ideal solution, but I feel like we might have gotten spoiled by the way that Howie Roseman has made trades in recent history. It's almost like the Eagles can't make a trade unless they're absolutely taking advantage of another team. And the way that it is now, the Eagles aren't dealing from a position of strength. They're dealing from a position where everyone in the league knows that they have got big-time running back problems. Everybody knows that they are banged up. Everybody knows that they have not gotten off to the start that they hope to get off to after winning the Super Bowl a season ago. So with that being said, when you look at it through that lens, it's like, yeah, you might get raked over the coals a little bit here or have something that ends up being a little bit closer to even. I'm not saying, by the way, that a second and a third is going to be what it takes. What I'm saying is that when they ask a second and a third, Eagles fans, a lot of them are saying, oh, you got to just slam that phone down right there. It's like, no. At this point, with the options being playing banged up Wendell Smallwood, banged up Corey Clement, Josh Adams, who's completely unproven, or getting a guy who's the all-time leading rusher in the history of the franchise, a second and a third is not going to have me just saying that they're ridiculous. There's some negotiating to be done, but the asking price isn't chasing me away. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. Let's go to Chris in Drexel Hill next. Chris, you're on with Joe Torti.
So I tell you what, I like this LeSean McCoy trade. I don't know if I like him for a second, third round pick, maybe like a fourth and a fifth or fourth and sixth, or maybe even a third and a fourth. It would be my high point.
Okay.
But just from the running backs we have, I think I like Corey Clement more as that flex, that two or three back.
Sure.
And I also like that LeSean McCoy doesn't have a lot of, he doesn't take up cap space, which we just restructured to, you know, get a little bit more of that.
Right. And I think with Fletcher Cox and everything on Friday, they've got the room.
Yeah, exactly. We can go out and get another, you know, potentially receiver or even like a decent, you know, defensive back that could help us out on defense or out on the left side on offense.
Sure. Do you have anybody that you have your eye on, Chris, that you're looking at and thinking, hey, that person?
You know, there's a lot of young receivers that are doing well this year that I think we could potentially, you know, make moves to get. Tyler Boyd comes to mind. I don't know if Cincinnati will release him. Tyler Lockett from Seattle is another one that's catching my eye. John Brown, too, from Baltimore. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the Ravens are going to get rid of him. So just... Those are the three that I've kind of had my eye on.
Sure, of course. And that makes a lot of sense, Chris. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it, man. Those guys, any one of them would be significant acquisitions. I would say that they're less likely for various reasons. Like Tyler Lockett's a guy who has always been a favorite of Russell Wilson, so that counts for something. Tyler Boyd, they're kind of seeing as, hey, this is a guy who steps up into the role where you're seeing this guy opposite A.J. Green start to blossom and start to grow into himself. I mean, obviously, all the reasons that they're attractive to us from the outside, the reasons why teams like him. And the Ravens just signed John Brown. They just got him this year. So at this point, I'd be surprised if they were going to move on from him, especially with the Ravens doing relatively well in the AFC North and not being a team that is in sell mode. That's why when we were talking about running backs before and before the LeSean McCoy interest was reported, I pointed to Tevin Coleman, I pointed to Lamar Miller, I pointed to some of these other running backs where it's like the teams are struggling and they might be more willing to unload these guys. However, now that we have some actual finite concrete information in front of us, LeSean McCoy, there's been interest from the Eagles, now it's up to us to kind of work it out. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. You have wide open phone lines if you want to join the show. Also, catch up with the show on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll be right back with more after this. Don't go anywhere.
97.5 The Fanatic. The defensive secondary continues to struggle, and the dumb penalties continue to haunt the Birds. With a weak NFC East, are the Eagles still a contender to win the East? We're talking everything Eagles on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Addiction is a disease, not a lapse in judgment. Patients struggling with the disease of addiction are entitled to world-class care, provided with dignity and respect. Recover Centers of America Devon provides the highest quality inpatient and outpatient treatment for addiction and co-occurring mental health disorders. And it's available right here in the Philadelphia area. Their phone number is 1-800-RECOVERY. They believe that your family should be able to visit and participate in the treatment. So they built a facility in our neighborhood in Pennsylvania. And they are here to help you and your family. And they stand ready to help you with your addiction challenges. Their phone number, it's 1-800-RECOVERY. They offer specialized treatment programs for young adults, adults, and first responders, including law enforcement and military veterans. And they are in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield and other major insurance providers. Call Recovery Centers of America today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1800recovery.com/radio.
Whether you want a career in broadcast, production, television, or digital, you will find that at Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill. Take it from me, gaining experience on state-of-the-art equipment is so important if you want to land the job of your dreams. Better yet, the team at Connecticut School of Broadcasting help you get a job or internship in your field, and you can graduate in a matter of months, not years. The best way to find out if Connecticut School of Broadcasting is right for you is to join me for a studio tour Wednesday, October 10th at the Cherry Hill campus. I'll be there to answer all your questions about how I got my start and what you can expect if you're looking for a career in broadcast. Don't drown yourself in student debt for a job that makes you miserable. Uncover your passion at Connecticut School of Broadcasting, Cherry Hill. Day and evening classes starting in November. Log on to GoCSB.com and reserve your spot to join me Wednesday, October 10th. GoCSB.com. Connecticut School of Broadcasting, reinventing training in broadcast media.
Get to JCPenney's Super Saturday sale with night-to-day doorbusters from Friday 3 p.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday. Shop select $12.99 sweaters for her, select $6.99 kids' long-sleeve graphic tees, and select $17.99 denim for him and her. Plus, get an extra 50% off already reduced final take clearance prices and an extra 20% off with coupon any way you pay. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon and clearance valid 10-11 to 10-13. Doorbusters valid 10-12 to 10-13. Select times only while supplies last. Coupon required. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples printing event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10-13-18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
It's that time of year again to consider replacing your old reacty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. So delay no further and call my good friends at Guided Door and Window. You'll feel at ease with the no obligation, no pressure approach of the free in-home consultation with one of Guided's knowledgeable reps as they work to assess your needs and provide quality window and door options at an affordable price. And if you decide that Guided is the right company for you, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of their expertly installed, highly energy efficient windows and doors without putting any money down, and you'll get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Not to mention, you'll also receive 20% instant savings off all windows and doors. So that's 20% off all windows and doors, $0 down, and 0% interest payments for up to 3 full years. But you must act now. This offer is for a limited time and restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. The number is 1-877-GO-GUIDA or check them out online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store, is celebrating 36 years with a huge anniversary sale. Friday through Sunday, royalbilliard.com for details.
Join the Fanatic in supporting Fashion Touchdown 2018 as Philadelphia players trade football for fashion to support Big Brothers Big Sisters Independence Region. Tickets on sale now for this fashion runway event with Nicole Miller's women's collection and men's fashion and accessories by Damari Seville. Fashion Touchdown 2018 presented by Marone Law Firm will take place at the Fillmore Philadelphia on November 5th. Tickets available at fashiontouchdown.org. The Gargano Station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti here with you on 97.5. The Fanatic. Taking you up until Flyers hockey, broadcasting live from PJ Wellahan's at the Wells Fargo Center. If you're around, make sure you stop and say hi to me and the Fanatic crew here. We've been getting some good reaction on Twitter. We're going to get back to the phones in just a second. At 76ers1 tweets in, I'd rather get David Johnson over McCoy. Shady might catch another case. Next draft, we need to go wide receiver first round and RB second round. Howie's been negligent in addressing that. Hollins will help stretch the field, but we need more. Well, here's the deal. I don't think that David Johnson's going to be getting traded because he just signed that extension. So I don't think that Arizona is going to be interested in moving on from him whatsoever. But also, if you do that running back wide receiver tandem in the first two rounds of next year's draft, where's the offensive line help come from? It's a balancing act. We don't necessarily have the luxury picks to be able to just make that happen. At KLion95 tweets in, I don't think that any team would be smart to trade for Le'Veon Bell and give up assets when he's not guaranteed to show up for anyone. I mean, that's been my issue with the Eagles trading for Le'Veon Bell from the very beginning, is that why in the world would you sacrifice assets for a guy who hasn't shown any willingness to show up for the team that he plays for currently? Knowing that you can't give him any more money, can't do another deal, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. At Joe Torti and at 97.5, the Fanatic are the Twitter handles. Let's go to Max in Allentown next. What's happening, Max?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
The problem is that you're seeing this year, I thought would manifest itself last year. But let's be honest, everything came together last year. I mean, it was It was amazing. Passing on Alvin Kamara last year and drafting Sidney Jones was a major mistake, and I brought that up many, many times.
Sidney Jones, especially going to be a mistake if Sidney Jones doesn't turn into an outside corner.
He's not. He's not. And he, you know what? He's playing scared. He favors that Achilles tendon. And you saw it when he was on the field. He got injured, and they're rubbing that Achilles. He's not the same player he was in college. They gave up a second-round pick that could have been Alvin Kamara. And I know people hate playing that game, but that was a mistake, and it's manifesting itself in today, where now you have to trade for a running back with 100,000 miles on him and give up a second or a first-round pick, which is ludicrous.
Well, and you're, Max, it's not really like, you know, Monday morning quarterback. Alvin Kamara was always thought of as a second-round pick. And
right.
Clearly the Eagles thought about Sidney Jones and then fell in love with Donnell Pumphrey for some reason. They passed on Kareem Hunt as well. You know what I mean? Like, and that was the plan. That could be a disastrous draft for them.
And everybody defended Howie. And everybody loves Howie for some reason. And these are the moves that that's going to cost this team for 10 years. You know, it's so painful to watch. Covering up mistake after mistake by trading draft picks. Okay, you picked up Ajayi last year. Yes, he helped you. But he was damaged goods, too. See, this is his third ACL. You cannot rely on retreats to build upon. And you have Carson Wentz, the biggest piece in the puzzle. You want to build around him, and yet they're not. They don't have the pieces because they traded them away. Yes, we got the Super Bowl. But what does that mean when, moving forward, this team is literally falling apart at the seams? Howie Roseman's
you know,
got to take some responsibility.
I think you're right about that. Thanks for the phone call, man. I think that to some degree, the rhetoric was so strong. And I'm not saying that Howie Roseman listens to sports talk radio or that he listens to the fans or anything like that. But the rhetoric was so strong that it is Super Bowl or bust. And you have to get one no matter what it costs. That mortgaging the future, we talked about that before in a trade up for Marcus Mariota that never happened. But mortgaging the future can just as easily happen piece by piece by piece in a trading for Jay Ajayi and trading for Ronald Darby and all these other things, right? Like, eventually the bill comes due. They won the Super Bowl last year. And I don't think anybody would be willing or even consider giving that back. But this year, you know, we just assumed that this window would be huge, and maybe it still will be. I'm not trying to say that the Eagles' window shut. I'm trying to say that the struggles this year were possibly easier to predict than maybe we wanted to admit. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. We do have a couple of open phone lines if you want to hop aboard. And, of course, you can join us on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Gene in Pittsburgh. What's happening, Gene? How you doing?
What's man? How you doing?
Not too much.
Well, hey, I just wanted to call and kind of comment on the Sean McCoy thing here. Being in Pittsburgh and kind of being pigeonholed to have some listener media besides, you know, iHeart Radio here. I don't think the Bell thing is really a doable thing or something that, I know he's a great athlete. I don't think we want him, honestly, on the team there. He's even when he is playing, there is times where he's a head case, where there's no guarantee he's going to show up, kind of like you were saying. Now, as far as the David Johnson thing goes, they just signed that contract. I don't think they're going to be bringing him on. So, you know, realistically, the only thing I think out there right now that we would be, you know, looking for would be LeSean McCoy. My thing with that is, I do think that he would be a fit for our team. And if I'm not mistaken, couldn't we put something within that contract that if, legal issues came about and he wasn't able to play, couldn't we, you know, make those, picks come back to us if he weren't able to play those games?
I don't know if that's possible for the... I know that you could void money easily. That's happened before. I know with the John Dorenbos trade, the picks came back because after he was traded, it turned out that he had the heart condition or whatever. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar enough with the CBA to know whether anything like that would be possible. Maybe you'd have to do it. I've seen this before where it's like if he's not on the active roster for X number of games, then a pick comes back. Maybe that's the way that they would have to do it.
Oh, yeah, whatever the terminology is. I mean,
right.
You know, if they could do that, then I think it's a good trade. But I don't think, as much as I'm a fan, I want to see another bowl. Like, do we want to, a mortgage off our future for just a possibility. I think in, you know, in the team's eyes right now, in Howie Roseman's eyes, you know, maybe we're seeing he's going to wait to see how this week plays out, where if we get this win, you know, that window's still open, and then he makes some magic happen.
Sure.
But I'm also still, you know, I'm hoping for that Hail Mary last year. I know I wasn't expecting Jay Ajayi to come on the team out of nowhere. He was there, so, you know, there's still some Howie Roseman magic out there we could, you know, see that nobody's talking about. So, you know, that's my my prayer there.
Yeah, absolutely, Gene. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Honestly, when I hear that the Eagles are looking at LeSean McCoy and the asking price is a 2 and a 3, it's not that I wouldn't be willing to give up a 2 or a 3, but if it's a 2 and or a 3, I'm also going to see what else I could get. To me, the ideal fit here, even better than LeSean McCoy, would be a guy like Tevin Coleman. I mean, that's the ideal fit on a team that's in free fall. They've got three backs that they like. Coleman's the second back out of him, a guy who can pass block, a guy who can do everything you need him to do. I mean, that would be, I would think that if a 2 and a 3 is what they would even consider for LeSean McCoy, then maybe you bark up that tree as well and see what happens there. The 6 o'clock hour right here on 97.5 The Fanatic is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. South Jersey's diamond destination. 610-632-0975. Now, if you could fix things, if you could make this trade for LeSean McCoy, would you, and what would you give up? The ask, according to Anthony Gargano, has been a 2 and a 3 from Buffalo. Is that realistic? Is there something else that needs to be thrown in either way? How do you make this whole thing work? And is it a necessity in order to save the season that a trade like this happens? Also, catch up with the show on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. We are broadcasting live from PJ Willihan's at the Wells Fargo Center, where the Flyers will shortly take on the San Jose Sharks in the home opener. Make sure to keep it locked right here. Pre-game coverage is coming your way shortly. But for now, you and I talking Philly sports right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez midday. Missanelli afternoons. Sixers and Flyers at night.
And Eagles talk all day, every day.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Getting engaged? Then get ready. For Benari Jewelers extraordinary engagement ring and wedding band clearance event. Thursday through Saturday, October 18th through the 20th. You'll save up to 50% on the area's largest selection of designer diamond engagement rings and wedding bands with special no-interest financing available. That's Thursday through Saturday, the 18th through 20th, only at Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
With the new Express Sports football and car racing from the Pennsylvania Lottery, you can play your favorite sports at participating retailers, bars, and restaurants. Make your picks on your placelet, like touchdown pass on the third play, or the first three cars across the finish line, and watch the fast-paced, lifelike action on the big screen. Withdrawals for cash prizes every 5 minutes, there's never a dull moment. Come on.
Express Sports from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Compete from your seat. Players must be 18 or older. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
This is Jason Mertitis, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with major financial questions. Can I afford to buy or lease a new car? What's the best way to save for my next vacation? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you, proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
This injury report is brought to you by Swartz Colleton. Get the money you deserve.
What was injured during the Birds game this past Sunday? Their pride. Turnovers, penalties, the secondary struggles, the offensive line, sacks allowed, and being unprepared cost the Birds their third loss of the season. After the game, Coach Peterson said, quote, "We can't self-inflict and expect to win. Championship teams just don't do that," end quote. The Birds get back at it Thursday night versus the Giants in the Meadowlands.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's offers a full range of products and materials from brands pros trust, like A.O. Smith, America's most trusted water heater brand. In addition to tank and tankless water heaters and well expansion tanks, now you can get A.O. Smith water filtration and softening products at Lowe's, giving you everything you need in one stop. Plus, our pro team will load it all up for you, helping you get back to the job site in no time. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's.
All the action on the ice giving you the chills? Break away to the hottest game in town, Delilah's. Let the world's most beautiful showgirls warm you up as you claim the game on Delilah's giant video wall. Or skate in after the game. Your ticket stub gives you free admission. Ready for a real power play? Come to Delilah's. Voted America's number one gentlemen's club. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, where body checking is a way of life. Details now at Delilah's.com.
World champions, man.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new norm. Here
we go. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
Welcome back. Joe Torta here with you. 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you until 7:15, and then I hand you off to Flyers Hockey. We are here at the home of the Philadelphia Flyers, Wells Fargo Center, broadcasting live from PJ Wellihan's. Hope that you and yours are gearing up for an exciting night of hockey. And, of course, talking Eagles here on The Fanatic. Your phone number, 610-632-0975. Before we get back to the phones, want to remind you that if you missed any of our shows this week, go to 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app. You can get full show podcasts. Listen anytime, anywhere on your schedule. 610-632-0975. Also, catch up with us on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5thefanatic. Back to the phones we go with Big Mick in South Philly. Big Mick, you're on with Joe Torti.
Yo, what's up, Joe? What's going on?
How you doing, man? Good.
All right. Now, I've been calling about Shady, man. All I'm just thinking about what they did with Deshaun Jackson. They said the same things, and look what happened. He's still playing at a high level.
Yeah.
I feel that once Shady gets back here, if he do come here, he's going to make the team, like, be better than what they are. You need something. He's an explosive player. And I think once he gets that back here in Philadelphia, and all the chair for him, I think everything's going to be fine.
Well, Big Mick, it's like people who are totally against this trade, like, I get you don't want to give up premier draft picks, but I think that they don't really
they can't grasp what it's going to look like
exactly.
when it's Wendell Smallwood like, and Josh Adams
exactly,
running the
exactly.
ball.
I can't even know, Josh Adams, I don't know how he makes the team. He looks slow, so I don't even know why he's on the team. So, but one more thing I had to say before we hang up. Before
yeah,
I,
let's go.
Let me go.
Yeah.
Listen, did the Rams think about it when they got the boy Peterson and what's the name, Khalid? Did they think about, they attitudes?
No. Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib. Now they were like, these guys are good. We're just going to go ahead and get them.
Exactly. Yep. They got a lot of baggage with them, a whole lot.
Yeah, you're absolutely
so you
right.
Be a championship team. You got to be a championship team to go all for it. You got to do what you got to do to win, not go backwards. We going forward. Do what you got to do. That's all I got to say, Joe. You have a good evening, Joe.
All right, you too, Big Mick. Appreciate that, man. Yeah, look, I am not all for, like, and in particular, right, when you look at this year's team and how strong the locker room was last year, that's a locker room that can support, you know, characters, right? The way that everything worked last year. I am not confident in the Eagles locker room this year. I'm really not. Like, in a vacuum, by the way, I approve of Fletcher Cox's move with Jalen Mills. I thought that was fine. You've got Wisniewski talking about his role. You've got Michael Bennett coming out and talking about his role as a problem. You've got Jay Ajayi, right before he goes on injured reserve, talking about the balance between the run and the pass being all thrown off. I don't like it, to be honest with you. I just don't think that this locker room is nearly as strong as it was last year. So that would be the only thing that gives me any pause when it comes to adding high talent guys that have some character questions. Let's go to Dennis in Springfield. What's happening, Dennis?
Oh, good evening. Yeah, if you can steal somebody, steal somebody. But next year and the year after, they're going to have to replace so many players.
Yep.
I mean, some of these guys maybe should have been replaced this year. But you're probably looking at two safeties, the left tackle. Jordan Hicks, is he all the way back? I mean, he hasn't shown up in the first four games.
Hasn't made plays, you're right.
I mean, he could be done. The other linebackers they signed this year, I don't know who they are because I never hear their names being mentioned.
I just heard Gary's name pop up on the injury list. That was the last time I heard.
I hate to give up primo draft picks for a shot in the dark this year because, yeah, the window doesn't close when you have supposedly the franchise quarterback. I was telling your producer, I watched that game last night, and the Saints are one of the probably two, three teams picked to win the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
And Breeze's last Super Bowl was 10 years ago.
Right.
I mean, that window has shut and been open and shut again and open again. As long as you got that primo franchise quarterback, which we hope Wentz is,
right.
I mean, I haven't seen him win anything yet, but we hope he is. Then the window doesn't really always totally shut, my point. I mean,
I do.
I mean, Drew Brees won that Super Bowl 10 years ago, and he's still viable today, and that team is friggin' lethal.
Well, it is, 100%, Dennis. You're right about that. Thanks for the phone call. But the problem is, why hasn't Drew Brees won any more Super Bowls since then? It's because you haven't had enough money to pay the defense and to pay all the supporting cast and do everything else. That's why in today's NFL, it's so important to maximize the value of a good young quarterback on a rookie deal that doesn't cost you anything. That's why, yeah, Russell Wilson's a perfect example. That Seattle team looked perfect. That looked like that was going to be a contending team for Super Bowls for at least 5 or 6 years. I mean, as sunny as we were about the Eagles last year, we can agree, right, that Seattle was at least as good as that Eagles team was in terms of being set up for the future. And look what happened. Nothing's guaranteed, and it's even harder when you have to pay quarterbacks. That's the only reason why I would push for more moves to get into win-now mode as opposed to, you know, the rebuild and mortgaging the future and things like that. I know that it's a tough balance to strike, but you've almost already gone in that direction. Your team's already more or less paper thin beyond next year. You might as well try to see what you can do this year when the division is as bad as it is, because I don't know if there's any guarantee that the NFC East is going to be terrible for the next 3 or 4 years. Eagles need to do what they can to get better in a hurry. 610-632-0975. A couple of open phone lines if you want to get in before Flyers hockey. We are broadcasting from PJ Wellahan's at the Wells Fargo Center ahead of Flyers Sharks action. And pregame coverage is coming your way soon on the Fanatic. Let's go to Nick in Levittown. Nick, you're on with Joe Torti. What's happening, man? How you doing?
Hey, I was wondering, what are the odds we get David Johnson or Le'Veon Bell?
Zero. in both of those cases. I think so.
So what do you think the highest possibility on getting a running back is, LeSean McCoy?
Well, so it depends on what you mean by highest. Like, I actually think, Nick, that a guy like Tevin Coleman would even be a better fit than LeSean McCoy based on age and what he does and things like that and what you might be able to get. But it really depends. Do you mean, like, bigger? Yeah, exactly. So it depends on whether you mean, like, the biggest name or the guy who could potentially do the most for the team.
I guess I would say the guy who does the most for the team. Like, would even, like, a trade for, say, like, LeGarrette Blount, would that be an option, or is that off the table, too?
I don't think it's off the table. The problem is, the problem with him, and I've heard people have asked about Jordan Howard, the problem is that the teams are too good. Like, the teams think that they're still in it, you know what I mean? So they don't know that they're not going to win the Super Bowl or whatever, so they might not part with these guys.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just saw they were offering, you need a second and a third for LeSean McCoy.
Well, that's what Buffalo asked for, and you can ask for whatever you want, but I don't know. For me, if it's going to cost me a 2 and a 3, I'm looking at a guy like Coleman. I might look at Lamar Miller and see what that costs. You know, there are some other options out there where you don't get painted into a corner. If you don't get Le'Veon Bell, you don't get David Johnson. That doesn't mean you have to be held hostage for LeSean McCoy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and then my last question would be, what's going on with the offensive line? Is there anything we can do with the offensive line? Because Wisniewski is definitely better than Tamale.
I thought so too, Nick. That made no sense to when he said that I didn't get benched for performance reasons. I thought that was absolutely true, and then to hear Doug Peterson come out and say, "No, everything that happens is because of performance reasons," that really surprised me.
Yeah, because in my opinion, I think Peters and Johnson they're definitely struggling.
Yeah, Nick, I think you and I are watching the same game, man. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Appreciate it. Jason Peters coming into it's not, you know, second guessing. Coming into this season, I fully expected Jason Peters to do what Jason Peters has done. I expected him to be in and out of the games. I expected eventually the injuries to start to mount, and I expected eventually for these problems to start to rear their ugly heads. However, with Lane Johnson, the problem is that he was so good last year that it was impossible to predict the fall off that he had in between last season and this season. I'm not saying that he's been the worst offensive lineman on the team. I'm saying that relative to what we thought Lane Johnson was, he has certainly disappointed the most out of anybody. And I can't even think of a close second. Like, Jason Kelsey's been fine, I guess. I haven't really noticed Brandon Brooks all that much. I thought that Wisniewski has not been playing poorly to the point where he should get benched. If Isaac Seumalo, if they like how he can play all five positions, hey, maybe get him there on the outside. Maybe get him there playing some of those other positions. And by the way, as soon as Seumalo gets into the game, I would think that he's going to be firing off the ball and get really excited to get into the game and get after it, and immediately just gets shoved backward all first quarter. I mean, you could count on it and set your watch by it that the Eagles' offensive line is going to collapse because Isaac Seumalo is going to get pushed backwards. So I don't think that was the solution. Offensive linemen don't grow on trees, though, and that's why they're always premier draft picks. So that's why it's hard to look at it and say, all right, this is going to be an easy fix. It's just going to be a Band-Aid that's going to solve things for the Philadelphia Eagles, especially at offensive line. Because, I mean, you've got a lot of teams trying to figure that out. Now, the issue that I have with it is that we can talk about skill position players, and we've been talking about running backs, and we can talk about defensive backs all we want. You know, skill position players are the ones that show up on the highlights and everything else, and, oh, I can't believe that all these teams have these guys and the Eagles don't. I would argue that last year especially, outside of the quarterback, and maybe Zach Ertz if you want to count Zach Ertz, that the Eagles' skill players, offensively and defensively, were not the best skill players in the league. They didn't outskill all of these players. They outcoached teams, which hasn't been the case this year. But also, they won battles in the trenches, offensive line and defensive line. And as fate would have it, you look at the Eagles at a 2-3 record, biggest reasons that you can pin on it, the largest reasons for blame, those two exact positional units. The fact is that they're not winning the battles against Tennessee or Tampa Bay or any of the, certainly not Minnesota. When you're looking at winning battles in the trenches, they just weren't doing it. And that really adds up to a 2-3 record. That doesn't surprise me at all based on the way that the team is playing. Can it get right? Probably. Can it be tweaked to the point where, you know, you were where you were last year? I'm not sure that that's possible. But through the providence of the terrible NFC East, the Eagles are in a position where 9 wins still could take down the division. I'm not even sure that it's going to take more than 8 wins. We'll see what it is. But my problem has been and will continue to be that that is a horrendous consolation prize to settle for. To just say that you're the best of the worst does nothing for me. It really doesn't. Not when Doug Peterson comes out after the Super Bowl victory and is talking about the new norm. And is talking about how this is everything that you should ever hope for in terms of a team. That's what we're going to be moving forward. And the old days of Negadelphia and all that kind of stuff, all that's gone. That's where my issue is with the Eagles team and where things have progressed this season. Or I should say a lack of progression. That's the problem. So when I look at it through that lens, I think, yeah, maybe they can make the playoffs. And maybe it is possible for them to get into the postseason. But that's not good enough for me. If they're going to be there, all you're doing is worsening your draft position. I would rather see them bolster their opportunity to actually maybe win a game if they get into the playoffs. Have to go on the road and maybe do something. I'm not trying to say, you know, the sky is falling or whatever, but I'm saying that it's not getting any prettier or any easier in order to do this stuff. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. We're going to miss it during the Flyers game. So I want to remind everybody out there that the 8 o'clock hour will be brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with 3 locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. It's going to just about wrap things up from P.J. Wellihan's at the Wells Fargo Center. Coming up, the Flyers will take on the San Jose Sharks in their home opener. You'll obviously hear Jason Mertedis and all the pregame coverage right here on the Fanatic. Tim Saunders and Steve Coates will have the call after that. Thank you very much to everybody who called and tweeted in, my co-host for this evening. Thank you very much to Jason Mertedis for joining me at the top of the show. Everybody here on the Fanatic crew made our remote broadcast possible. And for Sam Flesher back in the studio, this is Joe Torti saying so long. Thanks for joining us, and I'll talk to you after the Flyers game right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. And is that the start of the gritty era? Is that what this is? Look, I said on Twitter that we could just pretend that this thing never happened, but I can't. Flyers lose to the Sharks 8-2. Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti here with you. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. Words? What do we say about this? Like, what is there to actually... let me paint the picture for you, okay? As you know, and we're going to get to the phone calls in 1 second, but let me just tell you how this Flyers game went for me. I wrapped up at the Wells Fargo Center. We were broadcasting live from P.J. Wellihan's ahead of the game. Wrapped up at 7:15, got in the car, drove back here to Bala Cynwyd, and I went to go get some food. I parked the car, and Tim Saunders, Steve Coates were talking about how the Flyers were dominating. I walk in, get my burrito, walk out, get back in the car, and it's 2-0, and we are off to the races. I said, how did that happen? I get back to the Fanatic Studios, it's 3-0. I walk in the door and get to the couch, and it's 4-0. What in the world happened to this team tonight? If you were there, I want to hear from you. 610-632-0975. We're going to get to the Eagles in a little bit, but there's no way to ignore what just happened. What? In the home opener? I know the Sharks are good. 8-2? 610-632-0975. Let's go to John in Danville first. What's happening, John?
Hey, not much, but that was a horrible game.
Yeah.
Travel all the way from Danville, Pennsylvania, home opener. You try to get involved in it, and they just looked like they had no continuity, like they hadn't even practiced yet. That was horrible.
Now, I mean, what was the biggest problem as far as you saw it up close?
They just had no defense. I mean, poor Raleigh, I had no chance. There was a lot of times there he was on his own, and it just didn't look like anybody knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I didn't like the Bronx cheer for Elliott, like, late in the first period when he made a save. I'm like, by the way, that's like his 24th shot of the period or whatever, so maybe cut the guy a break.
Exactly. He didn't have much help. There was a lot of times he was on his own. He was flopping around like a fish sometimes. There was nothing there. I was surprised he just didn't put his stick down and skate off and tell somebody else to go in.
Now, how far is Danville from the Wells Fargo Center? How long was your drive?
Oh, 2.5 hours. It's going to be a long season if we come down to see too many of those.
Holy smokes. You deserve a hug or another ticket to a game or something, John. That's brutal.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's just a tough time, and hopefully they get better fast because they're going to need it.
Yeah, no question. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it, John. Hey, I was wondering, I was like, Danville's well outside of our listening area, I think. So to have that happen to John, coming in, home opener, all the excitement. Don't forget about Gritty. You have to remember Gritty coming down from the rafters. And then all of a sudden, it just all starts to unravel. That was a brutal loss. I know the Sharks are good. I think that they're just as good as any team in the Western Conference. I truly believe that with their acquisitions, they have to be considered among the Stanley Cup favorites. But what is happening with the like, here's the thing. I'm watching the game and I'm listening to the game, and all I hear that the Flyers' best players aren't the best players right now. Like, when Ivan Provorov is having one of the worst games that he's had as a pro, you're like, oh, okay, things could be going sideways. By the way, I'm not just overtly goalie biased. Brian Elliott, clearly, when you allow 8 goals, clearly did not have his best game. I'm not trying to say that, oh, Elliott did everything. Okay, but seriously, jumping on Brian Elliott, maybe you look at yourself and ask, hey, why can the Flyers be on a power play and give up a 2-on-0 rush shorthanded? That was brutal. Thank goodness this team plays tomorrow. Because if they had an extra day to think about this, I don't know what would happen. They better come out and just beat up on the Sens tomorrow. Because I don't know what the alternative is. If you were at the game, if you were watching, you want to react, your phone number to climb in is 610-632-0975. Joe in Mount Laurel's next. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Joe? It's Joe Green. How you doing?
Oh, good to talk to you, man.
Hey, good to talk to you, too. Just getting back from the game. I mean, it all started in the first. McDonald, not where he's supposed to be, obviously, because it's Andrew McDonald. That's another goal. Gudas with a couple stupid penalties. They came out firing, and then they missed a shot, the 2-on-1, the 2-on-0, and then 1-0, 2-0, and that was it.
Yep.
I mean, they don't shoot the puck, but they joke around when the fans say shoot the puck. But, you know, Giroux had a great opportunity to just get it on the net in front. He tries to cross it. There goes your odd man rush on the other end.
Yeah, so, Couturier hits the crossbar. Voracek hits the post. It's brutal.
Yeah. Third game of the year, but I would like something better for a home opener.
Hey, that's not too much to ask, Joe. You're well within your rights there. Thanks for the phone call, man. You're well within your rights. Pavelski and Kane had 2. Couture, Tomas Hertl, and Meyer scored. LeBlanc had 4 assists. This Aaron Dell dude, if you don't know who he is, I remembered him immediately, not just because I'm an NHL fan, but also because I was like, hey, didn't this guy stonewall the Flyers like for, you know, a couple years in a row? Answer to that, yes. Yes, he did, and he continues to stonewall the Flyers. He was pretty good, I thought, tonight. I know that he only faced 33 shots, which is nothing compared to the 48 shots that Brian Elliott faced. But holy smokes, friends. Great news. The last time that Philadelphia allowed 8 goals in a game was against the Winnipeg Jets on October 27th of 2011. Other than that, how'd the game go? Let's go to Tyler in Philly next. Hey, Tyler.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to talk about how bad Mason is and how he's basically a substitute teacher until Carter Hart gets pulled up.
Mason?
No, it's, not Mason. Sorry, Brian Elliott.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, he's basically a substitute teacher until Carter Hart gets pulled up. He's trash. Gritty could have stopped more, in my opinion.
Carter Hart, Patrick Waugh, Martin Brodeur, I don't know if anybody's stopping the shot. If you're allowing 48 shots and the kind of rushes that he had, I'm not trying to defend Brian Elliott too much because he wasn't great tonight, but the defense is brutal.
I get that, but you still got to save at least one of the first two goals.
Sure.
I guess he was rattled after the first one, but I don't know. It's just not good enough.
No, Tyler, I think that he'd say that too. Thanks for the phone call. I think that he would. And like I said, I'm not going into full defend Brian Elliott mode, but you can never get inside the players' minds and talk about effort or anything like that because you never know who's hurt. All I know is that my eyes saw the results. The results were unacceptable. It's not something that the Flyers can sustain moving forward and expect to be a team that has these lofty aspirations of conquering everything that they're supposed to be doing. Talking to Jason Mertidis before the game, projects that the Flyers have the ability to have 103 points this year and go second in the Metropolitan Division. Okay, I'm not going to say that Jason's wrong. Time to start showing some stuff, boys. I know it's early in the season, but my oh my. Jeff's at the Wells Fargo Center. Jeff, you're on with Joe Torti.
Joe, how are you, bud?
Not great, but, you know, probably better than you. I didn't have to watch that whole thing.
Yeah, we burned up some money to go to the opening night and just got out of class. Like, that San Jose Sharks team, they outskated us. They were so much faster than the Flyers. It was like, you're watching, like, two different levels of hockey.
It's pretty rare, too, that a Western Conference team is faster than, especially a Metropolitan Division team. Typically, the teams in the East are better skaters than I've found.
They were head and shoulders faster than the Flyers were. And, you know, we have all these prospects. Like, let's start trading some of these prospects for some defensemen. Like, we need to get some defensemen on this team.
Well, no one was playing defense tonight, Jeff. You're absolutely right about that. And I think that Ivan Provorov had probably the worst game that I've seen him play as a Flyer.
I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried.
Shouldn't
I'm worried
be.
About the bottom four. They have four defensemen who on any other team are probably like the fifth or sixth defenseman on a good team. Like we need to get some defensemen on this team.
I agree with you. I absolutely do because that was not nearly good enough. Not nearly good enough. I know Andrew McDonald's the popular punching bag, and he had his share tonight, for sure. He absolutely did. I'm not defending him either. There just weren't really bright spots in this game. There just weren't any of them. I mean, you try to figure out, oh, yeah, well, what can we take away from this? How can we improve moving forward? What can we look ahead and take positively from this? I don't see anything. Now, fortunately, they do play against Ottawa. They're getting on a plane. That plane ride is going to suck, by the way. Just sitting there thinking about that the whole time. But anyway, now they get to just slam the door and move ahead and get on to the next thing. Because holy Claude Giroux had two assists tonight. Wayne Simmonds had a goal and an assist. If you're looking for positivity, there it is. But in a game like this, I don't know how you can really get any. I truly don't. Your phone number if you want to join the conversation, 610-632-0975. We'll be right back. If you're on the line, sit tight. We'll get you next. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missanelli afternoons. Sixers and Flyers at night.
They slap. And Eagles talk all day, every day.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
97.5. Fanatic.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the bud light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's too hot. What's the temperature set at?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too cold.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning. I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
This is Ron Jaworski. I want to invite everyone to rediscover the excellence and diversity of my 6 championship golf courses. My team and I pledge that you'll appreciate the conditions every single day. You'll embrace the challenge every time, and you'll marvel at the views everywhere you look. Become a member now and play for free till the end of the year by taking advantage of our Buy Now, Play Now special. See all our golf promotions at ronjaworskigolf.com. Book online and save big every day.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over a $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Play golf at the Fanatics 9 and Dine Golf Outing October 23rd at Spring Mill Country Club in Ivyland, Pennsylvania. As Anthony and Jason broadcast live, space is limited. So go to 975thefanatic.com now to find out how you can register to win spots in this first-time golf outing. To get more information on the club, go to SpringMillCountryClub.com.
Let's go!
For Zeta and Trey in the morning. Listen. Listen. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti Show. 97.5. The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight this evening. Your phone number to join the conversation, 610-632-0975. Flyers with a brutal loss
8-2 to the San Jose Sharks. I know it's early, and I know that it doesn't necessarily change the outlook for their season or whatever, but that doesn't make it any easier for the people who spent their hard-earned cash, paid out the nose for parking, walked into the Wells Fargo Center, and then also paid like $35 or whatever you spent on food and drinks or whatever to watch them get boat raced. So this is your outlet. This is your opportunity to sound off right here. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Tom in Allentown. You're on with Joe Torti. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, listen, we're not just talking one game here. We're talking getting outscored 13-4 in two games.
Yep.
We're talking a defensive breakdown in two games. And unless they start to do something to shore up that defense, to give the goalie a break. You know, Elliott can't be the be-all to end-all. And I think, you know, as fans, if you're expecting him to be able to be the defense, then we're expecting the wrong thing.
I agree. I mean, and that's what I was pointing out, too, is that I don't think Elliott had his best game, but I don't care who you have back there. You're not going to win that game no matter what with the effort that you saw out in front of Elliott.
And unfortunately, to me, this is two efforts in a row that defensively was an absolute failure.
There's no other way to describe it, Tom. I think you're seeing the right stuff. I wish that I could paint a rosier picture. You're right. They need to get it turned around quickly.
Yeah, well, tomorrow will certainly be, you know, a tale of the tape. I can't imagine what the conversation's going to be in that locker room and on that plane ride or tomorrow in the pregame skate. But, you know, somebody's got to start shaking some trees and shaking some things out here, or we're going to have a miserable year.
Oh, I hope not, Tom. Thanks for the phone call. But yeah, I think that you're right. Those are the things that, and by the way, I anticipate the Flyers getting things right. I'm not, you know, pushing the panic button or anything like that. But I'm just looking at the Senators team coming off of a 6-3 loss to the Bruins. But they're a team that has shown the ability to score themselves. So if they're not, the Flyers, that is, going to pay attention to detail defensively, take care of business in your own end, all that other kind of stuff, then I don't know where the fix comes in. I really don't. I don't know where the solution is unless it's literally just paying more attention to what you're supposed to be doing. I don't think that mental fatigue is supposed to set in until midway through the season or a third of the way through the season or whatever. I don't know what it is. I know that Dave Hackstall and the team are going to be desperately searching for answers. They have to find them quickly. Like I said, they're on a plane to Ottawa, and they've got to get that whole thing settled tomorrow at 7:30. Let's go to Nat in Philly next. What's happening, Nat?
Yo, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Well, the bad news is, you know, you lost 8-2 in the worst game you've had since 2011 defensively, but the good news is that there's still 70-some games left in the year.
It's true.
The Cats lost the Flyers 8-2. In last season's home opener, you know, they ended up winning the Stanley Cup. I'm not saying that the Flyers can do that in this situation, especially with, you know, maybe the decor they have and the goalie they have. But, you know, in order to get to the top of the mountain, you got to start from rock bottom.
Yeah, and it means that you're not cooked, which I don't think anybody's saying.
And it's great that they're starting this low, you know, at the beginning of the season. You were able to see where the weaknesses are. You know, maybe not necessarily eradicate those weaknesses, but, you know, find out what works, find out what your weaknesses are, you know, try to at least diminish those as much as possible.
Yeah, sorry, Nat, you're talking away from your handset, but I heard your message was that pretty much the fact that you have a clunker like this very early on in the season allows you to at least know what issues and what needs you have to address and where you need to tighten things up. For this game, I don't really think you can miss. Like, whatever you think that you should try to, like, tighten up is probably like, yep, that's good. Let's go with that, and let's get that squared away for Ottawa. Whether it is, you know, being defensively responsible from a forwards perspective, whether it's playing angles properly defensively, the goalie playing better, whatever it is, whatever you think was the key to this game, you're probably right. I'm just going to give that to you, no matter what. Cody in Southampton's up next. Hey, Cody.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
My thoughts are, to be honest, is you can't necessarily chalk it up
our defense could use a lot of work. Yes, our goal, like Elliott isn't exactly a stopgap. Like, he isn't the best goaltender out there. But I think the best thing you can do now is kind of bide your time and let some of our younger players at least develop. Taking a loss like this, nobody likes. But in long term, it is going to help the team at least learn what they need to get better at and what they need to address.
Well, I think you're right, but I think that, like, which young players in particular, Cody, do you have in mind in terms of a guy stepping up? Because I don't think that it's a roster problem. I think that it's more of like an execution problem.
Well, I think one of the things is the fact that this season, at least, we do have a pretty big amount of at least our younger prospects coming from the Phantoms, at least, that you need just to give them a little bit more guidance, at least, in certain situations like this.
Yeah, well, you might be right. And, Cody, thanks for the phone call. Situations like this are going to come up every once in a while, right? I mean, a caller brought it up earlier that the Flyers did this to the Capitals in their home opener. I think the Penguins at one point last year gave up 10 goals in a game. I mean, you saw a mess happen to a lot of other teams. It's just jarring when you see it happening here to the Flyers in their home opener. I don't know. There was a lot of optimism for this season to start. So that I think that's what, you know, pour some cold water on people is like, hey, we've been waiting for this for a while. It's not to say that the whole thing's not going to work or that the team's not going to be able to compete. Not saying that at all. One bad game is what it is, a bad game. But as far as bad games go, this one was a doozy. Let's go to Brian in Mount Laurel. What's happening, Brian?
Hi, Joe. It's Ryan. I'm calling you regarding the game. I was at the game itself. One thing I do have to agree with you is, first and foremost, execution. I agree with that 100%. Secondly, you mentioned Elliott earlier on. I can't blame Elliott. I think out of the 8 goals I saw at the game, 2 of them were on Elliott. The rest is
that was my
breakdown.
Count too, Ryan. Yep.
Yes. Yep. I would say 2 are on him, and you know I can't really fault him on the rest. Defensive breakdowns, not shooting the puck. I mean, I understand you want a pretty play. I love pretty plays, but just put it on net. You never know what's going to happen. One. Bad penalties all around. And third, with our breakout, I really wonder why we've got three players, our center, our left wing, and our right wing sitting up on the opposing blue line. And we've got nowhere to go to. I mean,
no neutral zone support.
Exactly. I would love to see some motion, have some wingers, you know, either circle around, drop back and top the middle and have the puck carrier go left or go right, go somewhere where there's an opening, create an opening, have some motion. To relate, Peter Laviolette did it best back when we had the 2009-2010 cup run and 10-11. Or I'm sorry, that might have been John Stevens. My apologies. I might be mixing them up here, but it's some simple stuff that we can divulge into and pick apart that Hackstall will need to have to pick apart as well, and as well as the players. Game three into the season, we got 79-78 left. Not a big reason to hit the panic button, but it's certainly a little bit of a panic seeing your home opener and getting frustrated against a team like the Sharks. Sharks are a great team, but we have to execute.
And yeah.
We have to be following through with everything. And you know, correct me if I'm wrong in any of that. But
No. I think that, Ryan, I think that you're right on the money. Thanks for the phone call, especially with respect to the Sharks in particular. That's a team that's exactly like the kind of teams that you'd have to face in the playoffs. And that's a good litmus test. Right now, the Flyers aren't ready. Good thing they don't have to be ready right this second to play against teams like that. There's a lot of time to get it together. 610-632-0975. But I would agree that there are some changes that are necessary. Not wide sweeping changes, just little tweaks, little modifications. And we'll see if the team does that. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. You can also hop in on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. We're taking you up until midnight. Don't go anywhere. Sam Flesher is producing, so keep it locked right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
With 11 games to go and a 2-3 record, are the Birds still good enough to make a push to the postseason? We're talking everything Eagles on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog like I have long, drawn-out conversations with him, and I think he understands me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works, too.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
Rich Eisen here. The family's packed away in your new Honda Odyssey heading to Grandma's. Then your kids start fighting in the back. Thankfully, available Magic Slide seats let you easily separate them when they get out of hand. Through a camera, the available Cabin Watch lets you keep tabs on them from the driver's seat. Or if they're watching a movie on the available Advanced Rear Entertainment System, available Cabin Talk mutes it, letting you talk directly through their headphones. With a Honda Odyssey, there's plenty of ways to keep the peace. Available now at your local Honda dealer.
So yeah, I know it was stupid to let my car insurance lapse. I thought I'd just take my chances for a month or so and save a little money. What I didn't figure on was getting into an accident in the meantime. My boyfriend told me to call and get insurance right away, then next week report the accident. He said that way, you can get the insurance company to pay for all the repairs.
Driving without insurance is against the law, but providing false information about the details of an accident makes the situation even more serious.
So I called for a new policy, and the insurance company asks me if I've ever been in an accident, and I tell them no. I feel horrible not telling the truth. My boyfriend says it's no big deal, but me, I'm not so sure.
Lying about an accident is insurance fraud. It's a felony, and Pennsylvania is cracking down on those who commit it. Know the risks. Know the penalties. To learn more, visit HelpStopFraud.org. A message to consumers from the Pennsylvania Insurance Fraud Prevention Authority.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Philadelphia's football station.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5. The Fanatic taking you until midnight this evening. This is coming from John Clark's Twitter account. This is from Shane Gostisbehere after the game in the locker room. Here's a quote. "It sucks. It's a stinker. I feel so effing bad for Moose. We hung him out to dry. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's awful. We have to look in the mirror." Other than that, Shane, how'd the game go? Everything go well? You have fun out there? You know, the pregame introductions and everything? Man, oh man. This was absolutely painful to watch. Statistically, by the way, I know that we mentioned that the last time Flyers scored 8 goals was 2011. This was the Flyers' worst home opening loss, according to NBC Sports Philadelphia, since 1971. Yep. That's where we are, on home ice. They lost 7-0 to the Los Angeles Kings in 1971. What are your takeaways? You saw it. What did you think? 610-632-0975. Josh in Northeast Philly's been holding. Hey, Josh.
What's going on, Joe?
How you doing?
Man, oh, man. I was there today. Defense was brutal. You're telling me that a guy like Radko Gudas and Christian Froland made this team, and a guy like Philip Myers can't play defense on this team? Not
apparently.
Good enough to make this team?
Apparently.
Oof. Horrible. And what made me call in, if I hear one more person say that the Flyers need to shoot the puck more, oh my God, do some of these people have no idea or what the concept of a shooting lane is? You can't shoot the puck if there's three guys standing in front of you.
Well, shoot the puck led to a goal, right? Ivan Provorov had one from the blue line, got it blocked by the shin pads, and then it was off the other way.
Exactly. So you can't just throw the puck whenever, wherever. It just doesn't work out like that, son. It really bothers me when I'm at a game and I hear people screaming, "Shit!"
So you're anti-shoot the puck guy. Okay.
I'm very anti. I've been playing hockey for 18 years. I know not to just shoot the puck.
Yeah, man. You know what? And thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. I am also, for the record, I've been on the record as being anti-shoot the puck guy. Here's the thing. 8-2, I'm going to let them say whatever they want. Just once again, to be completely transparent, it was a total stinker. And when you're down here in hockey, the way that hockey's played now, you can climb back in from down multiple goals. We've seen teams do it all the time. You let up 2 goals in 11 seconds, and then you just have a total deflated, you know, body language after that. Not easy. Not easy to bounce back from. I don't think that this is one that the Flyers are going to cut up too much. I don't see them going through the film and looking at every single breakout and every single defensive breakdown and everything. I don't see them garnering too much from this game. I think that Shane Gostisbehere kind of summed it up, saying that it's just a stinker. You move on, and I know this team is chomping at the bit for the opportunity to play against Ottawa tomorrow. 610-632-0975. We can continue this this Philadelphia Flyers talk for as long as you'd like. If you're coming home from the game, if you're in the car listening and you're still stewing, you're mad, let us know. 610-632-0975. I also want to transition into the newest stuff from the Eagles, because there have been updates. As you know, Anthony Gargano, when he was talking about the LeSean McCoy trade, reported that the Bills are seeking a second and a third round pick in exchange for LeSean McCoy. John Clayton earlier today said that the Eagles would likely have to give the Bills a fifth round pick in order to get LeSean McCoy. And if the Bills wanted more than a fifth, then they'd have to give the Eagles a draft pick back. So it'd be like you trade This article doesn't make sense. The way that I believe that it would go is that you give the Bills a fourth round pick, for instance, and the Eagles would get a fifth round pick and LeSean McCoy. Like that's the way that the deal would be structured. I'm curious to see whether that changes people's minds, because I know that hearing a second round pick and a third round pick really dropped a lot of people's jaws and raised some eyebrows. So with that being the case, does that change in any way your outlook on the trade, on a potential move? Because getting a draft pick back and giving up a fourth rounder is not the same as giving up two draft picks. So for me, that changes things completely. If I was more or less on board to do the deal to begin with, if John Clayton is saying that this is possible, I'm 100% on board with that move. I know it's not ideal. Like I said, the Eagles are not dealing from a position of strength at this point. They're going to be kind of scrambling to put together their season for the rest of the way. It's not perfect. It's not the way that you'd hope to draw it up. But unfortunately, due to injuries and due to regression in play, this is the hand that we've been dealt. So looking at it through, you know, the idea and the filter of, yeah, it's not great. It's not the way that we would have preferred to execute this in the offseason. But then again, in the offseason, you didn't predict that you'd be 2-3. That's the difficult part of all this. And there was a caller earlier. I don't mean to single any one person out, but I was talking about how disastrous it was that the Eagles started out 2-2. And the conversation turned to, well, like, where did you expect that they would be? And I said, I expected them to be at least 3-1. I thought that maybe they might lose the game to the Falcons, but other than that, I thought this would be a 3-1 team. And the point that the caller made was, all right, well, they only need to make up one game that you think that they're not going to win the rest of the way. But the way that it works in the NFL is that you lose one more game than you should have, and then you lose another game that you shouldn't have lost, and then you're completely swung out of position from where you expected to be. And the truth is that this is a team that doesn't appear, and I don't mean to alarm anyone, but the Philadelphia Eagles don't appear to be a team that's like, oh, they're just a Jekyll and Hyde team and you never know what you're going to get. And some days they're great and some days they're bad. This team's just played badly just every week. It just depends on whether the other team's badness can match up to theirs or not. I mean, Atlanta, I would argue, totally wants that game back against Philadelphia. Indianapolis, it felt like Philly was in control for most of it. But it still came down to a Hail Mary. And then you look at the rest of the games. Tennessee was an absolutely inexcusable loss. The Vikings, that game should have been a beatdown. And then Tampa, which you gave up 150 yards on two plays. 14 points on two plays. So when I don't know, it's hard for me to paint the rosy picture of like, oh, hey, you know, it's just early season, you're working out the cobwebs and everything's going to be fine. It'll be good. Don't worry about it. I am worried about it. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. Twitter reaction from Flyers fans has been excellent so far. Johnny Casey tweets it. I just witnessed the Eagles offensive line on skates. Go ahead. Attempt to convince me a running back will fix our football team. there was somebody who pointed out, Justin Kelly, Justin from Southwest Philadelphia, posted or saw Jason Mertedis and I before the game when Jason and I were talking at PJ Willihan's. So Jason Mertedis wearing a suit and Joe Torti wearing a polo. Joe needs to step his game up. And I said, initially I said, yeah, that's accurate. But then after the 4-0 first period, I said, who's appropriately dressed for this game now? Now I would say that I'm wearing the uniform. Our very own Pat Egan weighs in after the loss, says I would be overdressed for that game. Pat Egan, he of the basketball shorts, T-shirt, and backwards hat at all times. Cable guy at IMB Green with an E. Pretty simple and straightforward with his tweet. Blame Gritty. Man, Gritty getting a lot of dislike here. At Beers Nolan, or Beers underscore Nolan, I should say, tweets a Beavis and Butthead gif. This sucks more than anything that has sucked before. Yep, Flyers fans are happy. Greg K. just tweeted in moments ago, I was at the game tonight. To be honest, I'm glad I got Phantoms tickets for Friday. Want to see how Carter Hart looks because we're going to see him sooner than later. I don't want to paint this picture for you, friends. But pretend that you swap out Brian Elliott and you put in Carter Hart tonight. And say that Carter Hart's twice as good as Brian Elliott is. They lose 6-2? 5-2? Yeah, it's not as embarrassing as seeing your team give up an 8-burger, but you still got stomped. 610-632-0975. For the record, I don't want to subject Carter Hart to what I've seen here. It's actually like the callers who, after Carson Wentz's first game back, where he's getting all, banged up and sacked and stuff, said, this offensive line can't protect. Let's get Nick Foles or Nate Sudfeld in there to take all the hits. What is this, like an NFL stuntman? Is that what this is? Maybe Brian Elliott in there to take the shots. Like, maybe it's because I play goalie still in men's league and I've played my entire life and I'm always very reluctant to blame the goalie. Except when there are, obvious things. Goalies going out and misplaying pucks behind the net's always my favorite. Like, if you know that you're a bad puck handler, just hang out in your net. It's fine. But tonight, I've seen things slide out of control for goalies in the past. I'm thinking that something similar to that happened to Brian Elliott tonight, but there were probably only two goals where it's like, yeah, Brian Elliott probably owed you those two saves, probably. So that leaves six. That leaves six shots that went in that more or less Elliott didn't have anything to do with. It's not good. Not a good start. 610-632-0975. You have wide open phone lines if you want to join the conversation. By the way, a big name running back did switch teams today. From the free agency team to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jamaal Charles signed with the Jags, the team announced today. He was one of the running backs they brought in this week. Leonard Fournette. It just breaks your heart, doesn't it? I don't want to, make Jacksonville Jaguars fans upset, but, it reminds me of Darren McFadden and, all of the excitement that Darren McFadden came out with. And I'm watching Darren McFadden at Arkansas, and he's got, this He-Man upper body and these, little toothpick legs. And I'm like, how does that body work? Is that going to work in the NFL? And lo and behold, foot injury, knee injury, shin injury, foot injury, ankle injury, just over and over and over again, robbing him of his explosiveness. It's sneaking up on Leonard Fournette, too. I know the hamstring's just a weird thing. If you've ever, people are like, oh, the hamstring. If you've ever pulled or torn a hamstring, literally the only thing that you can do is nothing for 3 months. Don't move, don't walk, don't run. So Leonard Fournette, oh, he's going to work through this thing and he'll be back. Okay, we'll see. They're preparing for life without him. So Jamaal Charles will be splitting time with TJ Yeldon, who is averaging 4.4 yards a carry, but does not yet have a 60-yard rushing game. The Broncos were the most recent team that employed Jamaal Charles. They took a flyer on him last year. He was a reserve, had 8 carries at least on 5 occasions, and averaged at least 4.7 yards a carry 4 of those 5 times. But, as happens with veteran running backs who aren't named Frank Gore, his role diminished as the season wore on, and he finished with just 296 yards over the 14 games. But they're bringing him in. I know that he was a popular name for a lot of people last offseason to say that, hey, maybe the Eagles should, take a flyer on Jamaal Charles and see what's there. But that's one more free agent running back option that is unavailable now to the Philadelphia Eagles. I am almost positive now that a deal will be made. I'm almost positive that a trade's going to happen. Not Le'Veon Bell. Not David Johnson. I'm not even positive that LeSean McCoy's the move. But whether it's McCoy or Tevin Coleman, as I've suggested, some other people have brought up some other names. If I'm Chicago, by the way, I don't think I would ever take Tariq Cohen off the field. Like, ever. I know that he's not as good in between the tackles as Jordan Howard, but Tariq Cohen can do all of the things that I need Tariq Cohen to do in my offense. If I'm Matt Nagy and I'm running the Bears, that's my guy. So if Jordan Howard is an option and he ends up becoming available, maybe that's something that you explore. The difficulty with that is, and I've pointed this out before, is that NFL teams can be delusional sometimes. We're sitting here talking. We're friends. We know that the Chicago Bears are not winning the Super Bowl. We know that. They're not going to win it. The problem is they don't know that yet. Like, their record is too good for them to think that they're not going to win the Super Bowl yet. They think that they're still just as in it as everybody else, which, let's say it, statistically they are, but in actuality, I have my favorites in the NFC, and they're not them. So there's a chance now that instead of getting something for Jordan Howard, for instance, and coming to the Eagles and saying, hey, let's make a deal, let's find something that works, instead, they might just stand pat and be like, all right, well, a contending team needs all the weapons that they can possibly get. I'm waiting, too. I haven't gotten one call yet. I'm waiting for the call that the Eagles are having offensive line problems and it's time to try to fix Ereck Flowers. I haven't heard that one yet. I'm looking forward to that call because Ereck Flowers, I'm not going to lie, Ereck Flowers was one of my favorite players to watch in the NFL through the first 3 weeks. One of my absolute favorites. Between the lookout blocks, where literally the only block that happens is when he turns and yells, look out, to Eli Manning. And also not being able to put hands on a pass rusher, so he just stuck out his foot and tried to trip him like three times. That was my favorite. I'm looking forward to that call. I don't think that that's the answer either, spoiler alert. But there will be a move made. I'm convinced now. It's been too long since Howie Roseman did make a move. I know that he's itchy to do some stuff. That might be it. Man, that's brutal from NBC Sports Philadelphia. It's a picture of Jay Ajayi. I'm clicking on a story regarding Howie Roseman and discussing, it's from Andrew Culp, which Eagles next in line for a contract extension. As you know, Jay Ajayi was in a contract year. It's a picture of Ajayi laying face down on the ground in the Vikings game. And it just says, Ajayi is done in big, like, block white letters. I said, man, oh, man, that's tough. Now, here's the deal. And I've pointed this out with some teams. The Seattle Seahawks are a team that I pointed this out with. The Pittsburgh Steelers are a team that I pointed this out with. And there are others around the league. The Detroit Lions are a team that this comes to mind with. Extending players is always a tricky business because you do have to identify which players are actual core pieces that are going to help you win Super Bowls. And just off the top of my head, like Matthew Stafford is wrapped up to mega, mega money. Russell Wilson, mega, mega money. They have weapons in there. I'm thinking about like the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? All of the money that they have tied up in the Cameron Hayward, their offensive line, Le'Veon Bell / Antonio Brown / Ben Roethlisberger. That's a whole lot of money for people that haven't won Super Bowl since 2008. That's a whole lot of money that you've tied up in guys that you think are going to get you there, but that haven't. So I'm going down this list of people. Brandon Graham, Ronald Darby, Jordan Hicks, Nelson Agholor. I feel like a whole lot of people be like, yeah, you got to extend that guy and that guy and that guy. And then you realize, wow, there's not a whole lot of money to go around. The Eagles did win a Super Bowl with this crew. However, eventually the kind of Grim Reaper element to this whole thing is that eventually you're going to have to pay Carson Wentz his money. And when Carson Wentz gets his money, there are going to be a whole lot of, what's the term? Tightening the belt issues around the house? Hey, honey, maybe we don't need Hulu and Netflix. Maybe that's not going to happen. Maybe we could start shopping at Well, never mind. I don't want to disparage any supermarkets. The lower cost supermarkets than the designer supermarkets that have the bakeries and the cheese stations and everything else that we've been shopping at. Just throwing it out there. Yeah, it'd be great to hang on to Ronald Darby. Is that a guy who is a luxury guy or an actual core guy? Brandon Graham. Are his best days ahead of him or behind him? Are you thinking about giving him a reward deal for what he's done in the Super Bowl? Or are you projecting ahead and saying, all right, maybe he can actually help us? Nelson Agholor, what in the world? Honest question. What in the world do you do with that guy? Nelson Agholor is scheduled to make $9.4 million next season. Go ahead, if you have time. And I'll do it during the break, too, so we can compare notes. Go ahead on Over the Cap or Spot Track or whatever you use for your salaries. Take a look at some of those Nelson Agholor comparables at $9.4 million a year. See what it looks like. And see if you think that Nelson Agholor is in the class of those guys. The premise is that a long-term extension is probably in order to lower his base pay in 2019 and 2020. I don't know if that's going to be what they do or not. Well, honestly, what do you do with Nelson Agholor? Is he a guy that is absolutely 100% a part of the core that you can't move on without? I know that we're looking ahead to extensions and things like that, and there are more pressing issues like who's going to run the ball on Thursday. I 100% get that. But you got a whole lot in the air. Got to figure that out. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. At Lord of Town says, I trade for McCoy if I can give up a fifth, get a sixth, and McCoy. Not giving a second or third. But why haven't they called Dez Bryant? Eagles need a second wide receiver. Eagles at best are 7-9 without any upgrades at either position. It's hard for me to tell you that you're wrong, my lord. It's very difficult. Because, you know, if the offensive line's not going to get better and the weapons aren't going to get better, you're going to see a whole lot more of that lookout Carson Wentz action. 610-632-0975. I'm going to read more tweets coming up next. It is the Joe Torty Show, taking you until midnight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez midday. Missanelli afternoons. Sixers and Flyers at night.
Must they flat?
And Eagles talk all day, every day.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. Uh-huh. 97.5. Yes! A Fanatic.
If all this rain lately has turned from a patter on your roof to a splatter on your floor, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. Get a new roof for 50% off, plus 0% financing until 2020. Let's face it, it's been wet. We're already 5 inches above our normal average, and it's only October. There's more on the way, not to mention winter around the corner, and every drop that leaks into your home is doing costly damage. Put a stop to it, and take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off, plus 0% financing until 2020. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month. With 0% financing until 2020, your home will be protected by quality products and the finest workmanship from a division of Window Nation, the local company with a nationwide reputation. But you have to call now. Get this incredible Roofing Nation package, a new roof for 50% off, plus 0% financing until 2020. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4-NATION.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Yesterday, I did nothing but eat potato chips and ice cream and listen to 80s emo music.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I only floss my teeth twice a year when the dentist does it for me.
Again, not really needed, but knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important. like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Sometimes I act like I'm texting someone, but I'm really just taking a bunch of selfies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in New York this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, want to celebrate Halloween early with Aaron's? This weekend, treat yourself to no payments until November when you start leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances from top brands like Philips, LG, Samsung, and more. That's spooktacular. And with no credit needed and free delivery and setup from October 12th to 15th, come in store or go online. Celebrate Halloween early and treat yourself to no payments until November. Only at Aaron's. At participating Aaron's stores, transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
It's time to start thinking big, real big, like 10-car garage big, because the Powerball jackpot is over $282 million. So play today, because anything can happen in Jersey.
The Gargano Station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
During the break, it is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. During the break, I've gotten caught up, like most of the basketball world now. There's a clip from James Harden today. You'll know it when you see it. If you just search for James Harden on Twitter, it's everywhere. Literally trying to figure out if a move that James Harden did in a preseason game is a travel or not. Because at first glance, it looks like a travel or a carry or whatever you want to call it. If what he did is legal, James Harden's going to win the MVP, and it's going to be incredibly easy for him. I don't know. Check it out. I'll retweet it so you can see it. But Sixers, watch out. This is the move whenever you happen to play the Houston Rockets. Also, we're getting into the Eagles stuff. We're getting into more of the Flyers, as much as we're just trying to sweep that under the rug and pretend that that's never happened. Unfortunately, the record will always show that that's what happened today. It was the worst home opening loss since 1971. Well, there you go. It can only get better from there. By the way, speaking of getting better, I want to remind you, Rodney McLeod has teamed up with 97.5 The Fanatic to support cancer research through the American Association for Cancer Research, AACR. When you donate to the AACR, you will be entered into the ultimate or the ESPN Ultimate Birds Fan Experience Contest. Winner will receive two tickets to the Eagles game on Monday, December 3rd against Washington, field passes, a tour of the ESPN film truck, meet Rodney McLeod. Donations aren't necessary to enter the contest, although we hope you will contribute. Join him on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Go to 975thefanatic.com now to donate. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. Yeah, I just think that Howie Roseman has waited too long. I think that he is, and not that there's nothing that can be done. It feels like it's been a long time since he's made a move. You know that he's itching to do it. But here's what we've learned from watching Howie over the last decade. And by the way, parts of this have come from a Yahoo Sports article that I read earlier today when I was kind of fleshing out whether a running back trade makes sense, whether the Eagles would even be interested, how would they go about doing it, how would they go about executing it, what's it cost, and all that. He never allocates significant resources for running backs. He's never done that. He comes from the school of thought that says you spend money on the offensive line, the defensive line, and the quarterback, and then you fill in the pieces at other positions with capable pros. Oftentimes, you're getting guys who are undrafted or late-round picks or whatever. Joe, what are you talking about? He just traded for Jay Ajayi. All right. What did you trade for Jay Ajayi? Fourth-round pick, right? It's not what you'd call allocating resources. In Roseman's 8 years as general manager, the Eagles have never drafted a running back in the first three rounds. And they have not signed a free agent running back to a big money deal. Joe, what about DeMarco Murray? That's Chip Kelly. That's not Howie Roseman. Doesn't have anything to do with Howie. Howie likes Wendell Smallwood, who's a fifth round pick. He likes Corey Clement, who's an undrafted free agent. He likes LeGarrette Blount, who you got under market value because nobody wanted to pay him. Jay Ajayi was still on his rookie fifth-round pick contract. Oh, well, what do you mean he doesn't like high-priced free agents? What is literally the first thing that Howie Roseman did, or one of the very first things that he did as soon as he replaced Chip Kelly as the head of player personnel, general manager, VP, whatever you want to call it, right? DeMarco Murray, high-priced, underachieving, you're out the door, see you later. We're trading you immediately. That was the first thing that Howie Roseman did. That brings us to LeSean McCoy, who is outrageous, by the way. Like, the vintage LeSean McCoy Eagles clips, like the snow game people will never forget about and everything else, right? Let's look at him how Howie Roseman might look at him. He's 30. So as a rule, Howie's generally going to stay away from older backs. LeSean McCoy is different than LeGarrette Blount from last year because they did sign him soon after his 30th birthday, but he had like $1.25 million cap hit and just a one-year deal. And, by the way, he weakened in terms of his production as the year went on. Contrast that with LeSean McCoy, who's just south of $9 million on the cap. They would absorb a big chunk of that if they acquired him, along with a $9.05 million figure next year that would also be on the Eagles. Even with the restructuring or no restructuring, that's still a significant amount of money for the Eagles to take on. It's hard to feel like Howie would be even considering shipping anything but a very late round pick for a guy in his 30s. Especially a running back when you've got the average shelf life of a back at 3 years, let alone a back who's got all the mileage that LeSean McCoy has. So here's the thing about second and third round picks, too, is that, you know, you hope that that those guys turn into starters for the next decade. By the way, the Yankees are now out of the ALDS Sam Fletcher looks quite happy about this. Were you anti-Yankee, pro Red Sox? Where does this come from?
I wouldn't even call it pro Red Sox. It's just fun to watch the Yankees lose.
Okay, well, got to do it there. Now the Red Sox are going to the ALCS. Houston's going to smoke them, right? Like, there's no debate about that?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they're going to crush them. I kind of think that, too. But, hey, there you go.
They can't let David Price pitch, for sure.
He's transitioning to the bullpen. Bullpen. Wow. So, congratulations to Boston. Sorry you have to face Houston. Anyway, LeSean McCoy, as we're continuing to have that conversation, had a career low 4 yards per carry last year. Is down to 3.8 this year. But through 2016, think about this. Through 2016, LeSean McCoy had a 4.8 yards per carry average. Since 2016, that figure's 3.9. Okay? The Eagles, as I pointed out, really like Wendell Smallwood and Corey Clement. Both are capable as runners and out of the backfield. Smallwood has 246 yards from scrimmage on 35 touches. That's 7 yards per touch. Really good. Clement has 186 yards on 35 touches. That's 5.3 yards per touch. Still good. LeSean McCoy, 234 yards on 55 touches, 4.3 yards per touch. They're cheaper. They're younger. They know the offense. I know that the Bills have stunk. Not having a high-powered passing game, so defense is kind of keying in on LeSean McCoy. But those numbers aren't particularly flattering if you're in the camp of, hey, LeSean McCoy is not slowing down at all. Then there's the intangibles. I know that a lot of people don't like talking about this stuff, but unfortunately that's kind of the way that it goes. McCoy was never charged with a crime after allegations were made against him regarding an assault and robbery in Atlanta involving his ex-girlfriend. But we know that the Eagles' locker room fit and culture fit are super important. So they'd have to do their due diligence, as I said, before they'd even consider adding LeSean McCoy back into the fold. The premise of this Yahoo article is to say that it's not likely that LeSean McCoy ends up in an Eagles uniform if you're Howie Roseman. It's not likely that he would make that trade. I don't know if I agree with that ending premise. Because what's unaccounted for in that whole article is the fact that the Eagles are 2-3, that the division is still available to be had, and that the team has not been playing well with the backs that they do have. With all due respect to Corey Clement and Wendell Smallwood, they haven't helped the team win. Wendell Smallwood, I would actually say, had a really good game against the Vikings, was underutilized, but he still had a pretty good game. And they didn't win. The Eagles have a lot of issues on the lines. Their offensive production overall has been down. And people are just thinking you add one running back that's going to fix everything. It probably won't. But adding somebody like LeSean McCoy is at least a step towards cleaning all of that up and fixing all of that. So there are arguments to be made on both sides. Obviously, there's the whole legal element as well that you need to work your way through and try to figure out. But overall, soup to nuts, I'd be open to this move as long as there's not any kind of astronomical asking price, nor is there the idea that you might be giving up assets for a guy that A, is A, breaking down, or B, not going to be available because of off-the-field issues. You'll put it that way. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. Hop aboard with us. You have wide-open phone lines. You'll get in without a wait. Would you do a deal involving LeSean McCoy? Based on what we've heard now from John Clayton, that the Eagles might only have to surrender a late-round pick, anything better than a fifth, they'd be getting a pick back from the Bills. Does that sound good to you, or would you pass on that? You can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic. We're going to be taking your phone calls next. And, of course, even though we have an abbreviated show, that does not mean that we're getting away from one more thing. And so far, in the first edition of it yesterday, it's a big one to live up to, so I think that you will not be disappointed. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. Join us. Final segment coming your way next. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. The defensive secondary continues to struggle, and the dumb penalties continue to haunt the Birds. With a weak NFC East, are the Eagles still a contender to win the East? We're talking everything Eagles on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
If all this rain lately has turned from a patter on your roof to a splatter on your floor, well, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. You can get a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. Let's face it, it's been wet. We're already 5 inches above our annual average, and it's only October. There's more on the way, not to mention winter around the corner, and every drop that leaks into your home is doing costly damage. Put a stop to it and take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month with 0% financing until 2020. Your home will be protected by quality products and the finest work from a division of Window Nation, the local company with a nationwide reputation. But you have to call now. Get this incredible Roofing Nation package. A new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. Call now, 833-4NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4NATION.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly-dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
You know, the one thing that's going to be so unexpected and make getting your engagement ring so cool and something to remember is getting it at Robbins Diamonds in tax-free Delaware. And I'm not even talking about seeing 5 to 6 stores worth of rings all in one place. It's the fact they're all in wide-open, self-serve ring cases designed to let you be you and have the time of your life finding your one and only engage ring. Right here at Robbins Delaware Diamonds, the engage ring store.
Robbins Rocks!
Yeah!
Robbins Rocks!
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over 4 generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli. I just discovered the most incredible sheets from brooklinen.com. Now, Brooklinen Sheets, named winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping, and for good reason. They're the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. They have the incredible feeling of fancy hotel sheets, and the Brooklinen mission is simple. Bring five-star hotel quality sheets to everyday life, and that's what they are. Luxury sheets without the luxury markup. My Brooklinen sheets are the best and most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer to my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code FANATIC at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love the sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. To get $20 off and free shipping, just use the promo code FANATIC at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com and the promo code FANATIC. Brooklinen, these are really the best sheets ever.
97.5 The Fanatic at Bud Light are rewarding football fans every single week throughout the season. Visit 97.5thefanatic.com/contest/Philly to enter to win a Bud Light game day tailgate pack, which includes a case of Bud Light, tailgate gear, and other cool Bud Light Philly swag. Don't forget to visit your local distributor to pick up a case of cooled Bud Light for football Sunday. Must be 21 to enter. Drink responsibly. Philly. Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. If you missed any of our shows this week, go to 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app to listen to full show podcasts anytime, anywhere on your schedule. Lots of calls to get to, so we'll jump right into it with Larry in the Northeast. Larry, you're on with Joe Torti.
Joe, how are you, bud?
Okay, how are you?
Good, man. Listen, I've been watching this team a long time, man, since I was a kid. I was around the game. I got a lot of friends playing the show. I do a lot of business in the NHL. Like I get perspectives from a lot of guys in the league.
Sure.
This Flyers team, and I said this a long time ago, lost its identity when they decided to get rid of guys that were questionable players but had character. This team lacked character for years. It has no identity. None. I've been watching this team for a long time. You tell me what this team's identity is. Not to mention, not having a goalie is historically the biggest issue in the last 20 years. And we trade away Bobrovsky. This team's a mess, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not new, Lair. Thanks for the phone call, man. Sorry, we got to keep moving here and get all other callers in. But you're not wrong. I don't know if this team lacks character. They might lack characters. There have been some characters on some other Flyers teams, but I don't know. It is frustrating. I understand your concern, but it is still early, and there's a lot of time over the course of the season for this team to develop their character. Let's go to Alex in Frankfurt next. Hey, Alex.
Good evening, Joe Torti. How are you, sir?
Tremendous. How are you, Alex?
Oh.
What happened? What's wrong?
I don't know. Okay,
just checking. Technology's a crazy thing.
We're going to try this again. Good evening, Jolton Joe Torti. How are you, sir?
I'm tremendous. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Now, you was talking about Le'Veon Bell and Shady.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to Sam. Who do you, in your opinion, who would be a good fit as far as, I know Shady, you know, played here. And if it wasn't for Chip Kelly, I think he would still be playing here.
He might be. Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, who do you think would be the better fit, Le'Veon or Shady? Because I just want somebody who's going to come in here and give 110%. I know that's no such thing, but, you know, somebody's going to come in here and contribute, you know, because you got to want to play here. Because if you don't, if you're going to give 100% here in Philadelphia, we will boo your ass.
You're absolutely
right. We
will
boo you. You know, we will let you know. You screw it up. But look, I know you ain't got a lot of time, but that's basically what I wanted to know, and I just listened for your answer.
No,
you have a good one.
All righty, you too, Alex. Thanks, man. Here's the thing. Le'Veon Bell, in my opinion, all due respect to Todd Gurley and David Johnson and everybody else and Ezekiel Elliott and Saquon Barkley, for my money, Le'Veon Bell's the best guy doing it, period. He's the best guy in the NFL, period, in all facets of the game. The problem is there's no guarantee that he shows up. And I was getting into this discussion with Jamie Lynch on Twitter, who is all pro Le'Veon Bell trade, and I'm like, okay, he's not showing up for the Steelers. He has no problem with the Steelers or their offense or their coach or anything other than they're not paying him the money, so he's trying to protect himself for the offseason. So he gets traded to Philadelphia, and now he's like, golly, I'm going to see the folly of my ways, and now he's going to show up and play for Philadelphia? That doesn't add up to me. So if it's between the two of those guys, LeSean McCoy is the only choice, because I don't see Le'Veon Bell showing up at all. It's just my opinion. Colin in Northeast Philly. What's happening, Colin?
Hey, Joe, how we doing?
Awesome.
Great, man. Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
So I'm conflicted on the Shady issue. For one, like, sentimentally, I think it would be great to see Shady come back. He grew up watching Shady. It was amazing while he was here.
Of course.
But I honestly, I look at this as, like, a societal issue here in Philadelphia, being that we always want to go back to where we came from. We always get on the Flyers for hiring Flyers guys.
Yep.
The Phillies are where they are because they couldn't let go of guys in the right amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it this way, I'm looking at it practically. Shady's 30. He's pretty burnt out, and he's got the off-the-field issues. And maybe I'm just optimistic on the running back spot, but I feel like we could probably make a move or allocate our resources to maybe a DB or shoring up the offensive line. And I'm going to leave it at that. But thanks, Joe. Have a good night.
Yeah, Colin, thank you, man. Very, very succinct. Very to the point. Here's the one thing that I'll say about offensive line is that they are franchise quarterbacks number one. Number one. Offensive line, like a really good left tackle, is the second rarest commodity in the NFL. That's why teams just continue to allocate draft capital, try to find them. You see just these huge guys getting drafted in the first round, and more than half of them are busts. And teams will continue to just draft offensive linemen. They will draft Robert Gallery after Robert Gallery to try to find that one Joe Thomas. And so I don't know what resources you could use to allocate to find offensive line help. I hope that they do, because I think that that's a huge issue. Defensive back, I think there might be solutions on the roster, but we haven't seen it yet because they haven't been, you know, shuffling or moving around. In particular, I'd like to see Sidney Jones on the outside, Jalen Mills move to safety, and Avante Maddox move to slot corner. I'm not holding my breath, though, because that's Jim Schwartz, and that's what he does. Interestingly enough, though, we have seen this city fall in love with, and the organizations fall in love with, either history or trying to recapture the past. Right? JVR, James Van Riemsdyk, is the Flyers' big free agent acquisition this past season. Now, by the way, I'm not saying that he was only acquired because he played for the Flyers before, had a great season, playing like less than 15 minutes a game. So before the injury, we anticipated big things for him. The Flyers are not the only team that did this. Eagles brought Jordan Matthews back just because, I think. You saw with the Phillies, like Colin said very adequately, that, you know, they held on to the core for too long. All right, then. You see it with team after team after team. The Sixers, now for the record, I actually think this is a good move. Elton Brand gets a job with the Sixers, like hanging out and pretty much being a mentor and a support for the young guys, and then gets a job with the Sevens/Bluecoats, and then works his way up to Sixers general manager. That's where we are. That is what is so typically Philadelphia. It's time for one more thing. I've got to hustle this thing in here. I talked about the gecko making phone calls yesterday. We're keeping with the animal theme. Liam Neeson is telling people that a horse that he worked with on the set of a movie has recognized him on the set of a new movie that he's making. This is what he said. He was making a Coen Brothers movie, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. He said that we filmed in New Mexico. The odd thing is the horse who pulls my wagon knew me. You won't believe it. I'm saying this horse knew me. He actually remembered me from another Western we made a while back. I love animals. When we worked together before, I took special care of him. I fed him treats and gave him apples. Sam Fletcher, what's the natural question when Liam Neeson tells you that a horse recognized him? What's the natural question?
How does it recognize him?
Yeah. How do you know? How do you know that it recognizes you?
It's a horse.
Right? Well, Liam Neeson has an answer for that. He says he whinnied when he saw me and pawed the ground. I'm not going to say Liam Neeson's wrong. I would have to see the horse, because that just sounds like a horse doing horse things. I don't know if he was doing special horse things for Liam Neeson. I don't know what it was. He's filming now, presently. 2014, Liam Neeson was in that bad movie, A Million Ways to Die in the West. That's likely, I would think. I haven't seen that movie. I would likely think that's where it is. If not, The actor starred in 2006's Seraphim Falls, also featuring Pierce Brosnan. If you're telling me that this horse recognizes you 12 years later, then maybe you did bond with that horse, for all I know. Sam Fletcher, thank you very much for everything that you did today, doing double duty before and after the Flyers game, and of course during. Everybody who called and tweeted in, really appreciated you guys today. I will be back on the airwaves tomorrow. Looking forward to talking to you then. This has been the Joe Torti Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Have a great evening and stay safe, and try to just shake off this Flyers game. We'll just act like it never happened. Deal?